select radio station.
Your shot at $1,000 is now. Text the nationwide keyword WIN, W-I-N. Win to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's win to 200-200. Go get them.
Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Yes, it is. Hey, you wanted the best. You got the best. House Talk Show in the Morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. And we are broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That's the free application for either your smartphone. Sometimes it'll be like on a new television. You'll see that little application. Sometimes you'll see it in a new car. When you've got iHeartRadio, you've got the Monsters anywhere you are. Matter of fact, you have the entire radio station, WTKS Orlando. If you have Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play WTKS Orlando on iHeartRadio, and it'll do it for you, which is pretty damn cool. And also you can say, Alexa, play the Monsters in the Morning podcast, and it'll do that. It's really cool. Also on YouTube, we've got our own channel. It's iHeart Monsters Radio on YouTube. So there's a bunch of different ways to get the show. The best way to check it all out is to go to our home base, which is monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm. You will love it. I guarantee it. What's up, guys? I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with almost everybody today, we're going to do this until 11 o'clock. Here's the producer, Angel Boom, Angel Rivera. To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
And hanging out with us again today to give the wrap up from birthday, Vince Taylor. Let me give you the telephone numbers. Let me tell you how you can contact us, how you can play along. You know, it's what I love about talk radio. It's interactive and it's live. So you can text us right now. People have already texted me this morning. I appreciate that. at 77031. Somebody rub it in. They've already watched all of Lost in Space. I can't until tonight. I did good. I did not cheat on the TV, cheat on the wife. I did not watch Lost in Space. Did a bunch of other stuff we'll talk about. Met a lot of people on Friday night who were busting my balls about that, which was funny. But anyway, you can text us at 77031. I will text you back during the breaks. I know some of the other guys will too, so that's one way to participate. You also can email me, russ@wtks.com. And I've answered all the emails. So right now, I have no email to read at the end of the show today, unless you want to send us something sometime during the day today. You can, and we'll handle it during the end. But I've answered all the ones that people have sent, either personally or we did it on the air. And if you got a particular problem you want us to kick around and you want to hear what we think about your personal situation, just send it to me, russ@wtcast.com, and we can answer that and play along. So it's a Monday, and man, I had a really good weekend, actually. We're going to talk about it in depth here in a minute or two. Carlos, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. You're off for a week, and of course people start wondering, you know, all kinds of things, like what big movie is he working on, or is he doing a TV show, or is it... And I didn't know if I could say what you're doing, so I didn't say anything.
No, I had a really good week doing some awesome stuff and working with some really cool people and some pretty cool companies, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I was telling people. Like, I can't always, you know, we can't always, you sign things, sometimes you can't talk about it. Yeah, we don't want to blow that for you.
But it was, I actually got on set and throughout the different times, I met a bunch of Monster listeners that were out there, and it was good seeing everybody. It's nice to be back.
Very good. And I know, I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but
I'll talk about it later.
I know on Facebook, I saw that, and we talked about it on the air a lot, that your dog was sick, not doing very well, and you finally had to do where you put the dog to sleep. I know that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it was tough. We did it last week. It was a really crazy week to begin with. It was. I kept saying it was like I was living a country song, but not a new bro country.
Yeah, right,
because like Waylon, Hank, my water heater broke, my dog died. You know, right. People hate me. You know, things like that. But luckily, I'm turning it into a Kenny Chesney.
Country song,
slowly but surely, with boots and babes and beers.
And happiness.
And happiness. And, it's old girl, you know, it was her time. And I'll probably talk about it a little bit more during To the Top. But, for anybody who's dealing with a dog out there or an animal that you're taking care of for, like, months, weeks, or whatever, it can be pretty draining. So, oddly enough, ironically so, You know, as much as sad as it is to see her go, at the same time, it's like, you know, it's a bit of relief. No more pain.
Right.
We can kind of move on. She's happy. I highly recommend Lap of Love, the veterinarian service that comes to your house and allows your animal to go to sleep peacefully.
So that was a good experience?
Oh, my gosh. This is the third time I've had to, unfortunately, put a dog down. And the first one, she was old. Second time, I regret the way it went down.
Yeah.
And actually, going through this, it made me realize even more why I regretted the second time the way it kind of went all down. But this was a real beautiful, I know that's weird, you know, somebody's dying, your loved one, but she was relaxed, she was normal at the house, and she didn't know any different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when she went to sleep, it was like, it was like, but it was two stages, they put her to sleep, and then they administered the medicine that totally took her out.
Yeah.
But it was a real Lap of Love. I know I'll probably get a lot of messages about that, but it's Lap of Love. They're not a sponsor, but they were freaking angels, super sweet, dealing with sad stuff like that every day.
And I know, you know, you are dealing with your own personal emotions with it because it was your dog and you love the dog. But what I keep worrying about is your little one, you know, because and the reason is because when I was a kid, when my dog had to be put down, I know it affects me now. I'm 53.
Sure.
So the way that you handle that, you know, was a very important thing. And I think obviously you did the right thing. But how does it seem that your little, because your daughter is what, 8 now?
Seven
now. So how is your 7-year-old handling it?
Surprisingly, I know Vince and Angel also have daughters around the same age. They're way more mature than I ever thought before having a daughter this age. They're way more in tune. They're way more, they get things way faster than I know I did at 7.
Yeah.
I know for no doubt about it, they're way more advanced. And she really took it well, and as good as she could take it. I mean, you know, obviously when she saw poor Nala stop breathing, it was a big, you know, but... we asked her, do you want to be a part of this? How much do you want to be involved? Because I know back in the day, it was like, you took your dog got sick, went to the vet, they came home, like, where's Sandy at? Sandy's dead. Or Sandy went away to a rabbit farm.
What happened to me.
Yeah.
But the way I was explained to me was, your dad and I went, and we took Peppy to the vet, and then we put her to sleep. And as a kid, my mind was, wait a minute, you took our place to kill her? You know. Him, actually. So it affected me, but I think you've handled this and talked to Lennon about it, and, you know, because it's tough, man. And those that don't have dogs don't understand
it.
And when people say it's like part of the family, I mean, your dog is really part of your family.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost, unfortunately, my mother and grandmas and family members and friends. And I know it sounds weird, but it's right up there. I mean, these animals are with you almost all of the day. Nala was one of those dogs that you got up, you walked to the living room, I'm gonna go to the living room. You got up, go to the bedroom, I'm gonna go to the bedroom.
They give like love
no matter what.
So there's really hardly ever reason to be mad at them,
but,
you know?
Yeah, but it's really, you know, it's really weird. It's a huge energy has gone out of the house. Now, she had been sick. And she is also a very roommate. If a roommate did all these things, you'd be like, get the hell out of my damn house.
Right.
But so like that next morning, waking up, and that just kind of being silent.
None of that stuff's there.
That void.
Yeah, that void. It was a huge energy being taken out. It's been the roughest probably with my wife. She works at home.
Yeah.
And
I saw her post. I read your wife's post, which was, I follow your wife with everything.
She does
a great job with all her social media. And I'm reading her thing. And, you know, man, I'm a big softie. And I started to cry reading her damn. And I'm like, I got to stop reading this.
Carlos, I mean, but that's a life lesson. That's cool that she can learn that so young.
No doubt.
And it's with somebody that's so close. And that energy is irreplaceable. But I have a question. When these things happen with the pets, you start debating whether you want to get a replacement
or
somebody else. Like, is that, like, off the table right now? Or is it like, because, I mean, you got to fill that void somehow.
That's a good question, and no, it is not. It is absolutely, we've been dealing with poor Nala, dealing with, you know, having to take care of her for about almost 3 months. So we've been grieving. We absolutely are going to get another dog. We're not going to get a bulldog straight up, because on top of that, the bulldog was slowly killing me. I have horrible allergies.
Oh, yeah.
And the dander and the hair. So I kind of woke up. I was like, oh, she's happy. I'm like, But I can breathe.
Oh, that's a deep breath in the morning.
Yeah, there's a proper deep breath. So
the hypoallergenic dogs.
In actuality, there's really no hypoallergenic dog. They're just dogs that kind of shed less. So we are looking at
a poodle is hyper.
They say it, but it's not truly. Speaking with different poodle breeders and different things. No, my wife is on the case, and I'm sure. You know, I'll tell you this. We used to judge people that would see, you'd see on Facebook and their dog would die. Yep. And the next day they'd have dog back. How wrong.
You've got no heart.
You've got no heart.
But, you just replaced it.
I know. And, you know, we're right there. I have no doubt we will have another dog very soon. And we'll probably have three dogs because we love dogs. We've always had three dogs. No, I actually didn't get along with some other dogs as well. Oh. So we kind of stopped from getting another dog.
Yeah.
But... always been a dog person. And we have Foxy, our little crazy chihuahua. She's like, hey, don't forget about me, Bobby.
Right.
She's 16 years old. And she's
I'm still good.
Yeah, I'm still here. No, she's like a cat where she just runs around. She does her own business.
Yeah,
and when she wants to get cuddled with, she'll come over. And then she'll run off and run under a table. And she's like, nah, I don't play that other stuff. I'm 16, no, Bobby. I'm 16.
Is that dog getting a little more attention now?
Yeah.
Dog's probably like glad.
No. So the very first day after Nala passed, and my daughter and I were like, Foxy, come here. Foxy's looking at her like,
what? Like, what's going on?
You know me now.
Exactly.
Oh, you remember me now, doing the neck twitch and everything.
Exactly. Like,
oh, now you want to mess with your boy.
That's exactly right.
Right.
So we actually took her to the store. I took her because we weren't able to take the bulldog to the store. The dog would, if there was any other dog, and it was totally our fault,
right,
it would kind of run out there. But, yeah, you know, it's the next chapter.
So Foxy's like, oh, we get to go in the car?
Yeah,
buddy. We get to ride around?
Exactly. And we're not going to that? Yeah, it's a whole
part
thing.
Of life you got to get
part
through.
Part of life, man. Well,
and it's funny, for the audience or whatever, people who are complaining or whatever, like, you know, you kicking the show off with a puppy death usually
Stop
is not.
It.
But I know how it is. If you don't purge that and get it out,
then
it's hard to do the rest of the show.
Sure.
So I wanted to talk to you about it right off the bat. I know it's something that's for your entire family was a big, big deal. And most everybody who has a dog understands that it is like a death in the family, you know, for sure. So I'm glad
thanks, man. I appreciate you asking, and if anybody wants to give me free bulldog, just holler at me.
There you go. All right, listen. Want to find out how Angel's weekend was, and then I know how my weekend was with Vince Taylor.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna tell you something else too. For those that listen intently, and there's a lot of you that do, God bless every single person that came up to say hello at Earth Day birthday. I gotta tell you, how many people did he speak to? I mean, it was
dozens. It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of folks. A lot of people knew exactly who Vince Taylor was from listening just last week because we took him to his first Earth Day birthday rock concert.
Yes.
But along with them came your buddy Timmy Time.
Yes.
Now, Timmy Time entered the contest this year. He came in here. He was the guy that was with the Shucky Ducky Quack Quack circus.
Right.
And nice guy. He was cool in here and everything. But hanging out with that dude all day. You told me, you said, watch this guy. He's a silent killer. And just listening to him under his breath say all these jokes,
yes.
He is one funny guy. And I definitely want to have Timmy Time come in some more because he was really, really cool.
Right. We're hoping he comes in tomorrow. But he's one of those dudes, he's like in your, it's like if your inner voice had a voice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like he's the guy. He's like having a writer in your ear at all times.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he has these one-liners. And if you don't, you have to stay on with him because you'll miss him. Like,
yeah.
He'll shoot like five or six of them within a minute, and you can miss some of them, but still laugh at the other half. And yo, Timmy, bro, I love that man. But we've been working here like 5-6 years, and I was like, Russ has to see the other side of Timmy Time because he was a little reserved when he was in the first time.
He was reserved, but he wasn't reserved at the Earth Day birthday. So basically, I'm gonna tell you guys what happened. But it was me, it was Vince Taylor and Timmy Time walking around trying to find other black people to interview, and it was a blast. I got to tell you some stuff that happened when we come back. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
It's a beautiful Monday morning, and I believe it's going to be beautiful all day long. Welcome back to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. It's the same thing I've been saying for about a month now. The whole thing with the keywords, your chance to win $1,000 happening all day today here on Real Radio 104.1. It's really all you got to do is text a keyword. So, you know, if you try it 5-6 days in a row and it doesn't work, keep trying because You never know. We've given away, I think, $9,000 so far.
Yep. Yep. And it drives, just so you guys understand this, and Russ has mentioned this before, it drives the suits crazy.
It does.
The success of how we give money away is just willy-nilly on this station.
Now, not really the ones here in Orlando.
No. We're talking.
The upper people, because they figure that, you know, when you have much bigger markets like Los Angeles or New York or even Minneapolis, those bigger markets, they figure, well, they're going to win, you know, automatically when it comes to the amount of money that's given away. And every time it's Real Radio in Orlando and they think we're cheating. They think that we're doing something.
They've adjusted the way that we play this game.
Yeah.
The way that we do this almost every single time that we do this promotion.
Yeah.
Every time that we do it, oh, you guys can't do this. Oh, you guys can't do this.
Yeah.
Oh, this station can't do that, this, that, whatever. They've adjusted it every single time. Am I wrong?
You're 100% correct. And people ask me, Russ, can you give out the keyword again? If you notice, I can't talk about it after they play the thing.
We were asked nice.
Yeah, please, Russ, don't keep telling people the keyword. Don't keep reminding them to answer the phone after, you know, because they're afraid that that's cheating in some way, just informing
whatever.
Our listeners. I don't think that's cheating. I think that's just letting our listeners know what's up. But anyway, you got all day to do it, right through the News Junkie, right through the Phillips File, and then right through Tom and Dan. You have an opportunity to win that $1,000. So good luck. I'd love to see you win it. And then we got the Daily 5 thing that happens at 9 o'clock. You just go to the website at monsters.fm, type in the Daily 5. I met a guy at Earth Day Birthday who had won the whole thing.
Nice.
And came up and gave me a high five. I got to tell you, this was a great experience. Now I had a great time on Friday night. I went to Ember. I did the interviews, and they were really, really good. And what happened was I had a couple. You know who showed up was Ryan Holmes. Showed up early,
I
did an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's he doing after his crushing defeat?
You know he's fine. He came in a couple times last week,
so bad.
And he's a great guy. And I'm gonna have
of
him come
course,
in some more.
Great.
Love him to death.
He came in last week. Gotta go.
He came in a couple times. He was awesome. He came in with Vince,
nice.
And we had Vince come in a couple times. I asked him to come out for the interviews on Friday. He did. It was awesome. Bo was there. I got a great interview with Bo about some stuff.
Bo.
Yeah. Is that the first time you met Bo?
No, but it was my first time meeting the real Bo.
Oh, yeah. Because he was dancing. And, yeah. He was in Bo mode. Yeah.
Bo was dancing?
Oh,
what?
My
God. No.
He was doing something. I don't know what you call it, but he was doing something.
It's more of an inertia movement that once he just kind of shakes,
and the crowd,
he's going like an old waterbed.
Yep. The crowd was watching him, and he had applause, and he was being Bo. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, did some interviews, and then it didn't look like anyone else was going to show up, so I told our YouTube guys, okay, we're all set, you can wrap up. And then a couple of people showed up that because I knew Vince came out a little bit later, and I didn't get a chance to interview you, but and then we had a couple of the guy Larry, who brought a bunch of artwork.
Hi, I'm Larry Artwork.
Here's
a bunch of it.
He takes old palm trees and turns them into animals.
Russ, that was a homeless person. That seems to be the number one trait of Korean homeless people.
Yeah, but super nice guy and hung out with us. Friday night was a lot of fun. And so when you know have a lot of fun, I might have had a drink or two.
Yeah, I want to say shout out to the bartenders at Ember, because it didn't really occur to me what 3-for-1 meant.
Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming when you see it.
I mean, listen, I went balls to the wall. I said, all right, look, this 3-for-1. Let me go ahead and get 3. She poured me 3. I thought it was going to be real. You know how they water them down sometimes? Because it was 3 real drinks. I said, how much is it? She was like $7. I said, if you don't give me 3 more of those drinks right now.
It's easy to get to get funky like a monkey when on that 3-for-1, but it's a hell of a lot of fun. So next morning I wasn't feeling, let's say, 100%. Maybe Russ was at 85%. Going, oh man! And it crossed my mind, man, it's gonna rain today.
Yeah,
you know, do I really want? And then we had a call from our YouTube people that guy couldn't make it to film the thing.
Yeah,
and it crossed my mind for a second. I'm like, you know,
no,
I could just tell Vince that I don't
it
feel good.
It was cloudy.
I could stay at home. My wife was working all day. I could stay at home in bed and watch. And I said, you know what, Russ?
I can watch old Lost in Space.
I said, you know what, Russ? No, get your ass up. And you promised Vince you were going to go out there.
Right.
So get your ass up and go out there. So I get up. And as soon as I decided, I get a text from Vince Taylor saying, I'm leaving in like 5 minutes. I'm going to see you there, right?
Yep,
and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Is this Saturday?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
Because it was rainy and everything. So we go out to Earth Day Birthday. Now, I was there last year, and when I pull up this year, It definitely, to me, looked like a bigger crowd. It was definitely a bigger crowd.
Okay.
And, you know, I go inside by myself at first, walking around, and I'm like, well, how's Vince going to find me? Because this place is packed. I mean, there's a lot of people here. And I wore my Monster shirt. And I wore my Monster shirt because I honestly, you know, promoting the show, if people want to say hi, I want to say hi back. I want them to think, you know, I had no problem with saying hello to folks, you know.
Right.
So, so as soon as you get there, you tell me that you're there, and you say, I'm at the front, I bump right into you right away.
Right away.
Nice.
Man.
Which was great, right?
It was
really
good.
And right before I met you, a guy comes up and goes, Russ, I wore my KISS t-shirt for you.
The KISS shirt pre-entry. Nice.
Which one? Because the most demonic one is the one that he was the winner.
Well, let me show you this.
There was one that dude was wearing straight up Satan on his shirt.
I'll show you. This is the first guy here that wore the KISS shirt.
That's a good one. That one's got wear and tear on it. You can tell that he's into it.
It's not like you're right. No. He bought it years ago.
Yeah, you can tell that that one's got some miles on it.
Yeah.
Now, what happened? He listens and he said, I told, you know, I did this so you can get an Angel, because I had made a bet with Angel last week that I would see at least two people with KISS t-shirts.
Oh.
He said, no way.
You said one. I said, there's not that many idiots in Orlando.
Oh.
And obviously, there's an idiot right there.
And then,
now, she's a nice lady. I like her.
Now, I'm sitting there, and we're doing the YouTube live thing, and it's me, it's Vince Taylor, and it's
Timmy
Time. And I'm telling the story on YouTube, and she happens to be standing right there. She's like, Russ, I want my KISS t-shirt for you. And so she shows.
I like hers the best.
It was cool. And then there was another one, too.
Where's that? Yeah, that one. That guy is straight Devil shirt.
This one right here.
Yeah.
This guy.
Look at that.
Wow. That's a real deal.
That's a lot going on there.
Yeah, is that Psycho Circus story?
It is. How'd you know that?
I retain information.
That's right. It's a Psycho Circus tour. And he was another fan. He was in the VIP. He wore the shirt. So
actually, that one was the coolest one, though.
Yeah.
I like that shirt.
So, look, honestly, silly little bets like that. I came here this morning, $5 sitting right in front of me.
I don't know. It doesn't look real, though, Angel.
This man pays his bets.
But so we get there. And that's the first thing that happens, is the guy with the t-shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that Timmy Time and Vince are ready to have fun.
Sure.
I mean, and they have come to, Vince has come to experience everything. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, you know,
he's never been to one of these concerts before.
Never.
So.
And the gimmick was, okay, we're going to take a black guy who's only been to a rap concert to a white guy concert, right? No, but that's exactly what
it's a 90s bit. He's just a guy who's never been to a freaking rock concert.
I happen to be a little tan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you say that, but you wanted to do is you wanted to find the black guys and interview them and ask them, what the hell are you doing here?
I did kind of want to get the other sentiments of those of us that were alike as to what it was that brought us out there. But, you know, it was funny because I felt more like a hip-hop head out of culture than a black guy out of culture. It was indeed prevalent that I was indeed black. Yes, and we were probably a little more, I don't know if the word is urban or whatever, than some other folks. But I definitely did not see that was an issue with anybody
out there.
It was so common. There were so many dudes I ran into. We did interview other folks that had tans like me, and we got their insight and all that. But I didn't feel like a fish out of water. I just felt like I was welcome in a different pool that I hadn't been in all my life.
But I know you're pretty in tune with a lot of music.
Yes,
and I'm sure there's probably bands there that you knew that you probably were like, oh my gosh, I love this band.
You have no idea. I don't think Russ has showed you the footage yet, but I completely sang the entire Bush.
Oh, I'm gonna get to that in a minute. Yeah, so we walk in.
Yes, sir.
And you're right, like it for me, and you can tell me if it's different for you, but for me, it was a cool experience to see how everybody was super cool with the fact that we were all walking around hanging out. And when we did find certain black people, they were laughing about it. And they were like, hey, you know, this is my first one. But those two girls had been a couple times before.
And
there was just a lot of funny. And you can see these videos. I was able to record them and put them up on Sunday. If you go to monsters.fm, you can see some of the people that we interviewed. And what was funny, Carlos, is one of the guys we interview, and he's like a big dude with dreadlocks and whatever. And he's like, hey, man, you can see it on the video. What's your name? And I said, Russ. He goes, man, my dad used to be your bodyguard back for the monsters back in the
90s. Back in 1964.
It wasn't Steve. It was another guy that I remember from that he worked with Steve, you know.
Did you look at him? You want a job now, kid?
And he's like, when I was a kid, I remember my dad used to bodyguard for you guys, and he was super, super nice.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Did you look at him and you said, did he tell you the story?
Did he? Did he christen you with any Miss Monster stories?
How much do you know?
How much do you know?
Now this dude that you see behind you, this is the guy from Power Man 5000. He had just gotten off stage.
Oh, wait a second. I know the lead singer is Rob Zombie's brother, right?
That's Angel? Not him.
Yeah,
though.
That's not Spider, though.
Okay, he's just a band member.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he fits in a band at all.
Not at all. You would never guess that was a career choice for that guy.
Yeah, never. I thought that, yoga instructor, maybe kindergarten teacher.
You know what's cool, though, is that Vince is so likable. He called the guy over and starts interviewing him and asking him about his hair and stuff like that. And this guy's laughing. And then at the end, we couldn't figure out if he was a black guy, a white guy, or whatever.
He's got some Asian in him.
He's Filipino.
Yeah, there you go.
But he claimed himself as black, remember?
Yeah, he did.
He did claim that for the moment. I wonder what he would have said if I was Filipino and walked up to him.
A lot of Filipinos are kind of in the clique. They're accepted. If you're from New York, you can almost say the N-word and be cool with it.
Almost.
It's a weird thing. It's like a Puerto Rican or Dominican in New York. It's that area.
There's that Bruno Mars area that you kind of, you're down.
But it was cool because Vince had him laughing, and he was a super, super nice guy. And I think he was the bass player from Power Man 5000.
And this guy's a new guy in the band. He's not from the original Power Man 5000.
Right, yeah, I don't think so, because they were all...
Because all those guys would be a little bit older.
They're older,
That's true.
He's the new young guy in the band, But super great guy, great interview. It's on the website at monsters.fm. And right then I could tell that that Vince was ready to have a damn good time. So what we were at that particular point, oh, and then there's these other girls that we met that were like, you know, they've been to Earth Day Birthday like 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And super nice.
Very nice.
I can't even explain. You have to see the interview.
Man, but I got to think, if you're a black chick that's into rock music and into white dudes,
she was not into white dudes,
right?
I don't know what she was into other than Earth Day Birthday. I didn't go there, but I mean, it was. I don't know. There's a stigma out there that I want to kind of address, that for some reason, like, there's black music and white music, and I don't agree with that. I think that there's hip hop, there's cultures. Obviously, we're breaking those barriers down.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did want to do is go up to him, like, "Oh, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here."
What are you doing?
Like,
you're black. You're not supposed to be here.
This is the wrong side of Pine Hills. Nah, it was just
there
just
was none
refreshing.
Of that. There
it was just
refreshing. Why? I mean, that we're so. I mean, it's really past that a point, right?
It really is.
I mean, I went to Earth Day Birthday 15 years ago. There's plenty of black people and Hispanic people there.
Yeah, man.
So we started doing more interviews, and basically we were finding all the black people asking them, what are you doing here? And we got a lot of funny responses. And we're over by the tent where they paint chests, right? Where they paint breasts and stuff.
Yes, there's movie paint.
And so you can see two of the girls walk up, and they've gotten their chests painted or whatever.
Yeah.
And one girl's like, "When I was 14, my mom used to take me to Monster concerts, and I remember you from then." And I'm like, "Oh God,
wow.
That was a
hashtag." You too.
Oh, there you go, Carlos. There's one of the girls.
Yeah,
I remember.
It's all painted up, and you can check it out.
Yeah, some of those breasts look like fruit by the foot.
Some look like speed bags.
Knockout
punch.
So Vince has decided he's gonna live it all, man. He wants to do everything.
Did you paint that picture? That's a zoomed in focus.
Oh yeah, it's zoomed in. I zoomed that one in.
You know, when you with that video, when you zoom in so much, that's Chris Jericho, right?
Yeah, we decided. To go to Fozzie. Now,
did you get to talk to Chris?
Well, here's what happened. They seemed to, you know, that seemed to be the concert everybody wanted to go to. When we were interviewing people, they were like, "Fozzie, we want to see Chris Jericho."
No way, huh? Well, I guess so. WWE is so huge.
Yeah.
That's a rock market. I mean, that makes sense. That's perfect sense. Yeah.
Culture clash. Yeah,
sure.
So we go over to that particular concert. A lot of people are over there. And I think I got it right here. Let's see here. So here's the thing about Chris Jericho. He sounded really good. He did sound good.
Yeah.
It's just for a lead singer, he just is so thick.
Yeah.
It looks like a professional wrestler singing. And it was hard because I expect my lead singers to be heroin, you know, strung out. It's really skinny.
That is the
geez,
norm.
Jeez, Chris, you'd make a good rock star, but you're too buff. Why don't you take up a nasty little heroin habit?
And Angel, watch when he comes out, because when he comes out, he is, let's say, all dressed up, and it is hot as hell out there, and it's like, dude, he's got like a leather jacket and the whole big business.
You gotta rock, man.
I guess you gotta rock. Let's see if I can get it to the part where he finally comes out here. Oh, there he is. And I mean, the place was going crazy. I mean, they loved Fozzie. And see me, he's got, you can see that I put the whole first song on the website at monsters.fm. You can see the Chris Jericho song. that he did. But they sounded good, didn't they, Ben?
They sounded great, but I don't know if he's able to kind of do the crossover from wrestling, because he immediately went to the top rope of the stage, which is kind of like standing on the speakers. It was hard to not imagine him just jumping into the crowd and elbowing somebody and then pinning them to the mat for like 3 minutes, for 3 seconds or something.
Yeah, isn't it weird to see like a lead singer that is that thick?
He's
like,
In all honesty, no.
I never thought about that.
I'll do a close-up here, Carlos, so you can see. On there, okay, there's...
I see him. I see him in the reflection right here.
I'm trying to get Jericho. I mean, it basically looks like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that head, wow. It's up. It's, wow. Yeah, it kind of pokes out now that you mention that. I think he might be self-conscious about it, too. Maybe that's why he's wearing a jacket.
Yeah, you know what? I see what you're saying, Russ. He is very thick with all that regalia on.
Yeah. And look,
he has like a straight-up... Like Joker's Wild Jacket.
They sounded good, and the band. I mean, the
one girl's just standing there. Like, oh, I thought she was playing with her hair. She's playing guitar.
Now this time it's hot as hell out there, Carlos, and he's got on the whole leather jacket and the whole and what's that called? A scarf thing.
Yeah.
And sweating his ass off.
Oh yeah, yes. You know that is some sweaty mess down there, Baltimore City.
Now Vince Taylor is not. He ain't afraid a bit. Not at all. And he's
why
like,
would he be?
And he's like, look, I'm going to get us backstage. You watch. I'm like, nah, you don't bother. You know. And Vince like, no, watch this. So Vince goes over to the fence and starts talking to this girl. And I'll tell you what happened when we come back. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. I wish... they would have done this song. They didn't do it.
Really?
I know.
Really?
It's what I was waiting for. I know. They didn't do it.
Dude, he sat in here and bragged about how his band was the only band that had the Stones to do this cover.
That's true.
I know. This is Fozzy with Chris Jericho, and that was the first concert we saw at Earth Day Birthday. And welcome back to the show, by the way. I'm Russ Ronson along with Angel and Carlos and Vince Taylor here today. Took Vince to his very first rock concert. Didn't do this song. They only did like, they only played, what was it, like 45 minutes, I think?
Right.
Vince, you know?
Yeah, it was about 45.
But the crowd was going crazy for, I mean, it was Jericho, I think it was mostly from wrestling. They were chanting Jericho and Fozzy. And so after the concert, Vince is like, look, I'm going to get us backstage. Mm-hmm. So there's a female security guard over there. Mm-hmm. And Vince starts, you know, doing his magic, you know, talking to his. And next thing you know, she's like, look, I'll go and I'll ask the manager if we can do an interview. And of course, I'm going, Vince, don't worry. Chris knows me. You know,
real buddies, real pals. It's actually, I gave him a wrestling handshake.
And to be honest, when Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were out at Rockin' Brews, he was there in the corner. He saw me. He came over and caught me. Hey, Russ, come here. And sat and talked to me for like a half hour. And I'm like, oh, guys, we must be kind of friends. That's kind of cool.
We're best friends.
So we're best buddies now. Me and Bill.
You know, freaking loves me. You going to share a buffalo dip?
He thanked me for playing the song, and he just couldn't have been nicer, right? So after the show, Vince has us over to the side where the backstage is.
Chris, it's me, Russ! Chris, it's me! We had fish and chips together at the Kiss Band store!
Carlos, it's just like
that.
I'm like, Vince, don't worry.
Well, maybe if I take off my shirt, he'll recognize me.
You know, Jericho knows me, you know, I'm in the wrestling game, you know, and Timmy's like, man, I want to meet him so bad. I said,
that's my best friend.
No problem.
Me and
Chris Jericho are like this, man. Yeah. Don't you worry. You know, I'm in the business, you know, Timmy. And Timmy's like, oh, man, I'm so excited to meet him. And Vince is talking to the manager.
Yeah,
so the manager comes over and says, listen, you know, I can go tell him, but, you know, he didn't have anything scheduled afterwards. And he's supposed to schedule in advance.
Who are you again?
So let me tell you what I do. I pull out one of my cards, right?
Oh, no.
And I said,
no, you didn't.
I said, give him this.
Yeah.
You tell him it's Russ Rollins from the Monsters.
Yes.
And I'm sure we'll be back there very soon, right?
Yeah.
And so I hand it over, and the guy goes, okay, and he's looking at the card. Now, the card doesn't have my name on it.
Mm.
I made them so everybody could have them to pass them out, and you can write your name on it, but I didn't have time to write my name on it. So I give him that, and I look over at Vince, and I said, don't worry, bro.
Yeah,
I
got he this. Gave me this look like, oh, see, now you're in my world,
that's
bro.
That's pretty much like a golden pass on American Idol. That's pretty much what it is. We should be at the front of the line any second now. Randy Jackson will be there.
So we're over there, and Vince and Timmy Time started messing with this one dude that was backstage and kind of goofing on him a little bit,
and he
was goofing back.
Yeah.
And then the guy says something like, oh, yeah, well, I'm the one that's backstage, and you're not. He's like,
oh, big guy back there by yourself.
Damn. down. And pick up that trash.
And I look at Vince and say, don't worry, man. Once he sees that car, we're all good again.
The car's like a free pass. It basically gets you like $1 million.
Smells like Russ. Yeah.
So the guy starts walking back, and I can just tell by the way he's just leisurely walking back slowly. I'm like, oh, God, I'm about to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Watch this. Just prepare to jump in a limo. Because usually what happens here is we jump in a limo, we go to the concert, and then we're part of his wrestling match.
So the guy walks back, hands the card back to Vince, right?
I didn't even give you the card.
He didn't even remember the giver.
And Chris Jericho, I guess, you know, he's really tired after the show, and you know, maybe next time. And I'm like, oh no. Timmy Time looked at me like, dude, bro, what's up?
Power.
And I said, well, yeah, I didn't write my name on the card.
That's what it was.
And then I saw afterwards that Chris Jericho went over, they had the wrestling ring set up, and Nova Girl, she's one of the girls that we'd interviewed and talked
about before, right?
She's awesome. She's great. And I saw, he was like taking pictures with her in her car. You know, she had her whip there.
No. Ooh,
really?
Cool.
I said whip. She had her.
Would you emphasize it, though? It kind of takes the cool off.
Oh, okay.
You got to let it just roll.
I got to work at it. Okay. Right. But anyway, he took pictures with her car and everything. And so, obviously, he had time to do whatever he wanted.
I wonder what Nova Girl has that you guys didn't have.
Yeah, probably a better card.
Probably a better card, embossed card,
her name on it.
And Nova Girl was dressed real skimpy. I mean, she looked good.
That's what it was? Yeah. You guys weren't dressed skimpy enough?
If he had only seen me after my body paint.
Yeah, if I would have worn my tank top, if I would have worn my tank top, we'd be back there right now slamming Hovind raps with Jericho.
Jericho totally stood me. I mean, totally like denied me. But okay. Whatever.
In all honesty, if I could come to your defense, I don't think he saw you.
He did.
Or knew who you were, and it kind of looked like we were random, and there were a bunch of folks trying to vie to get behind the fence. So,
yeah.
I mean, your allure may still be there. We just have to pronounce you a little more next time.
It's just funny to think I got denied. But anyway, so we're going around, and we're interviewing, like, all the black folks that are there, and it's just funny. There was never at any point at all that I feel like there was any racial thing, and everybody was super cool to Vince and Timmy Time. And there was one guy that
did you think that though? Did you think there would be?
I thought there might be.
Really?
And, like, I've been around a long time. And I told Vince.
I've been around a long time.
20 years ago, it might have been a different situation.
Could have been.
Than it was on Saturday. We were standing. Vince wants to live it all, right?
Yes.
He wants everything, and he goes, "Russ, I'm going to get my chest painted."
Darn right.
And I'm like, my God, "You got to be kidding me!"
I can't believe you got your chest painted.
Bro, come on, man. Dude. I mean, look at me
But dude, that's normally done. My God.
First of all, my bet was a little loose.
Vince, Jesus Christ, man. Normally you got to lose a bet to do that.
you just gave that up willy-nilly, dude.
Hey, what was that?
Carlos, I bought
it. Did you lose a bet while I was gone?
I bought one drink, right?
That's why I'm here.
And he's like, what should I have on my chest? I said, Monsters. And he's like, cool, I'm in.
Vince.
So while we're standing there in line, there's a guy that's got a full-on Rebel Flag shirt on, right?
Sure, why not?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, he does run the mobile tattoo shop, and how else is he going
to
get
He didn't work at this place. He was standing to get a tattoo or whatever, and Vince goes, hey, nice Rebel Flag shirt. And the guy goes, thanks, man, appreciate it. And he was, like, so cool about it. He's like, thanks. There was never any weird vibe. Everybody was, and then.
Why would there be? The guy's with the shirt off with the Monster logo on
it. Yeah. Yeah, plus I was severely outnumbered, so even if there was, it wasn't going to be anything. Yeah.
You know what,
Carlos? Look at the photo. Look at the photo. There was a debate on whether he should put nipple tape on his nipples or not.
I wanted to get the pasties.
And he decided to go without pasties.
Well, believe it or not, you can't even really tell right there because my areolas are so pronounced.
Yeah. You know, you could actually go as Jake the Monster logo as for Halloween.
It looks like the ears have earrings where his nipples are.
That's how it's supposed to be. I told her to do that.
For Vince's next stunt, he's going to get his nuts tased.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't finish the story for the weekend. Hold on, Angel.
No, Vince.
Oh, you got your nuts?
He asked to do this.
No.
He's like, I want to do it. I'm like, fine. I said, it's kind of expensive, Vince. He goes, I don't care. I want to live it all.
Yeah, man.
Vince,
yeah.
You understand that Russ is not going to slow you down. Yeah. When you want to do these kind of things.
Exactly.
He's not going to talk you out of it.
I bought him another drink.
I will say this. For some reason, I thought I would do this stuff, and then it would be gone, but it lives forever in the toilets.
No, because Wayne Sisak was there, and he was snapping pictures of you left and right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, you know.
Oh, as you speak, Wayne is just hitting me up with the whole roll of this.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now, Wayne.
These are going to monsters.fm here momentarily.
Oh, okay, Wayne, use discretion, my friend.
Yay.
We
I leave for 1 week. And, look, and you're getting your chest painted at Earth Day birthday.
Just once.
Jesus Christ.
I will say this. Vince Taylor is in really good shape, okay?
He's hot. He's super hot. I mean, he's fine.
And thank you, ladies.
I will say this. You know, he's a married man, so he's a married man. But
right. With a beautiful wife, Kim, shout out
right,
to him.
But women were definitely attracted to you. I had to, you know, beat them off for you.
Let's go back and rephrase that.
Yeah, let's.
But once he had his shirt off with his monster thing on, women were loving Vince. We walked back through the crowd to go back to the VIP area, and everybody's like, "Vince, what's up, Russ? What's?" I mean, we had so many people that were monster fans at Earth Day birthday. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then I've got one video.
A bunch of former monster interns all pissed off at you.
Me?
Because you just willy nilly did this. Do you know the heartbreak and the sweat and the tears that they had to earn the ability to do
it? You just offered it.
You just offered it up. I'll give my chest pain.
It's usually a loss bet.
And not only that, he paid to do it.
Vince, last
year I brought a girl with me, right? And I'm like, look, I'll pay for it I'll buy you drinks if you'll do it, because it's free advertising, right?
Right.
You were like, hell, I'll do it and I'll pay for it.
Well, I mean, shout out to my girl who hooked me up with the tat. I mean, with the paint, because she actually hooked it up and didn't even charge me.
Look at that. I like it.
Super nice people, by the way. Super nice. And they've done like a bunch of Miss Monsters before, and that was great. So then, he gets his chest painted, and we go over to the area to watch Bush.
And then he got his chest painted.
He got his chest painted. Angel, can you see this over here? This is when we were watching Bush.
And people lost their mind.
Well, I don't know about people. Vince Taylor lost his mind.
Oh, wow.
And he was having so much fun in VIP that the other VIP people were laughing their ass off at him, because you just were living it, man.
Oh, my goodness. But listen, this is not a bit. I've been telling my wife, shout out to Kim, love you, baby. I was telling her for the whole year that I want to go to a rock concert, because I had never been to one. So the fact that this came out of nowhere just fulfilled my dreams. And I wanted to live the experience. I honestly thought that I was tampered down. I thought everybody else would have been more energetic than me, Russ, and that wasn't the case.
You were the most – I think you had more fun
it's
than everybody
earlier in the day, though.
Now, I do wish I had chewed my food before I yelled so much at this particular event. And let me note that also, this guy was a heavy Trump guy. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But that just shows how the camaraderie here is completely – there's no politics, no race, no none of that stuff. Yeah. It's even dope that this was a familial event. I saw kids there, Russ, which I was not expecting to see amidst so much, you know,
little
stuff.
Dirty barefoot kids.
Side question, and this is just going off of the images and everything that I saw from EDBD25.
Yeah.
It seems to be that Gavin was the most rock star guy there.
Yeah,
Gavin.
The Rosdale, the singer for Bush.
Yes.
He was very gracious. He took a bunch of pictures for a bunch of people.
Blogging Molly, I know, yeah.
Even besides her, other people that weren't affiliated with the station or whatever, and there's a bunch of pictures of, and he almost seemed regal.
Oh, yeah.
That's the ones I saw the pictures that got were like made social media rounds.
Yeah.
But he is the biggest rock star there.
Yeah.
With the rock star wife, with the hits,
whoa,
the style.
Who's his wife?
He was married to Gwen Stefani.
Well, he was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not that old. I mean, a couple of years old, but that was definitely a couple that was a rock couple.
That's funny. In the beginning, when we were interviewing everyone, everybody we talked to wanted to see Jericho and Fozzy.
I'm not wrestling fans.
But once you were in the Bush, like the whole place was going Bush crazy.
Well, I don't want to come back down from this cloud of haze. They're taking me all this time to find out that I need.
That was right in our high school wheelhouse.
Bro, I had this CD.
Yeah,
now, oddly enough, I don't want to tell you how I got it, because I used to be in a theft. but I ended up with the CD somehow, so I knew a lot of the songs, and Russ was kind of shocked that I knew a lot of the songs.
You knew it. It was so much for me. It was so much fun to go with you and watch you have so much fun. And you guys can see this. If you go to monsters.fm, I was able to take a bunch of, like, 1 minute videos. They're not really long. And you can see how much fun they had. And also, Timmy Time, shout out to that dude.
Yes.
He's a funny son of a gun. And now I don't know what happened after I left. Because at a particular time, I was like, listen, I got to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I was up late last night. So, you know, I left at probably 4:35. It was 6 o'clock or so.
It was just starting to get dark.
Who headlined the event?
Shinedown.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll find out what happened afterwards, because you haven't told me everything yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, we'll do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. If you can win, well, you get a prize from the prize pinata, and Angel will tell you what prize we have when we come back. So get on the line, 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning.
I'm with everyone.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Radio.
Hey, Triple R segment 7 brought to you by our friends at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. It's been a year since I bought my house with the WeAreNotTheBanks.com, and they made it so, so easy. I know that because I got that time hop thing, and it comes up, and it says, oh, you just got this, you know, a year ago today, you got your house. It was like last week, and I was able to get the house through Brad Siebert and his friends at WeAreNotTheBanks.com. It's got a great staff of folks over there. I decided to buy a house one day. 1 month later, I was into the house. That's how quick they helped me buy a house last year. And they can help you as well. I've got great friends that have bought houses with WeAreNotTheBanks.com. The licensed lenders that can help get you a loan, even if your credit score is 580 or less, he still can help you buy a house. And if you got great, you know, credit, he'll get you a great interest rate. WeAreNotTheBanks.com, 407-636-9808. It's ask them about their free appraisal and free home warranty. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. It's Brad Siebert. He helped Dirty Jim just buy his house. He's helped my daughter. My friend Maggie just got a house. I know a bunch of folks that have been able to buy a house thanks to WeAreNotTheBanks.com. So call them at 407-636-9808. Hey, welcome back to the Monsters on this beautiful Monday morning. I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos. Vince Taylor is here hanging out with us today. And also, Angel's going to bring you a little bit of tell you what's going on with the prizes and the old prize pinata.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com. That is CENTOmoving.com. Hit the start quote button. Put your information in there. Let them know what days you're moving. And then also let them know that you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1, Monsters in the Morning, and there's a discount for you. Moving day is not a lot of fun. Let them handle the heavy lifting for you while you focus on the other parts that you have to worry about on moving day. That's centomoving.com. Up first, we have a pair of tickets to see Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band and Beth Hart Band at Hard Rock Live on Friday, August the 10th. Tickets are on sale. Visit Real Radio right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
That's at Hard Rock Live?
That is at the Hard Rock Live, Friday, August the 10th.
Okay. Yes.
A four-pack of tickets to Local Brews, Local Grooves, the ultimate craft beer and music festival at the House of Blues, Orlando, on Saturday, April the 28th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information. Some of the bands that are playing, it's going to be Grooves, BMO, Mike Lynch, Silkwood, Rocktown. Some of the beers that you're going to have access to are going to be Bold City Brewing, Hidden Springs, Slim Pick and Cider and Mead. The 1010 Brewing Company is going to be out there. Those are our guys from right here, from Orlando. We also have got, what else? Dead Lizard's going to be out there.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah. First Magnitude. A lot of the guys that we've had. Funky Buddha's going to be there. So it's a real good pairing of beers and music. And we'll wrap it up with a pair of tickets to see Lewis Black, the Jokes on Us tour at the Dr. Phillips Center on Saturday, October the 6th. Tickets are on sale right now as we speak. Go to Dr. Phillips box office to pick them up there or online at drphillipscenter.org. Mm-hmm. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you, Angel. 407-916-1041 or toll free. It's 1-888-978-1041. Hey, Jeff from Waterford, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, good, Russ.
Hey, buddy, got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, just take a prize from the prize pinata. If you don't get it, then you can lean on one of the fellas to help you out, and that could be Angel, it could be Vince Taylor, or Carlos, okay?
Got it.
All right, good luck. Here we go. On this day in 2005, that's 13 years ago today, we saw the very first one of these. Now, a year and a half after this first day, this company sold for $1.6 billion. What do you think is 13 years old today?
Facebook.
Facebook is incorrect. Who do you want to help you? You've got Angel, you've got Vince Taylor, or Carlos Navarro?
Carlos.
Carlos, on this day in 2005, 13 years ago, we saw the very first one of these. The very first one was today. A year and a half after the first one, the company sold for $1.6 billion. What do you think it is?
Man, the first one
It was in 2005?
2005. 13 years ago, this very day today.
Wow. Man. And the company sold for how much?
$1.6 billion a year and a half after the very first premiere of this.
The very first premiere of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2005, so that's pre-iPhone. So it's not an app, I think. It's got to be something physical. We put them on hold so it doesn't.
No. You got to guess.
It's something physical, right?
No, I didn't say that. Spit something out.
Okay, so the first one, and it sold later for $1.6 billion.
Yes, you're just repeating the same thing. So I don't know what you're doing.
What are the things that the people ride around in the convention centers and Disney security?
Oh, okay.
What are they called?
Golf carts.
No. They're like Segways.
Segway. The Segway is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Damn.
407-916-1041. Donna, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, Donna?
Good.
Good. Okay, Donna. On this day in 2005, 13 years ago today, we saw the very first one of these. A year and a half later, the company sold for $1.6 billion. What are we talking about?
Was it by any chance Google?
Google is incorrect, though Google is the company that paid $1.6 billion. Who do you want to help you? You've got Vince Taylor and you've got Angel.
Vince Taylor.
Vince, on this day in 2005, 13 years ago, we saw the very first one of these. Of a year and a half later, Google bought them for $1.6 billion. What are we talking about?
All right, I'm thinking about this. 2005, 13 years, carried a one, multiply by. I think.
Yeah?
That it was a self-driving car.
Self-driving car is incorrect. I'm so sorry. 407-916-1041.
I got it now, damn it.
Scott. Hey, Scott, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, here we go. On this day, 13 years ago today, we saw the very first one of these. A year and a half afterwards, the company was bought for $1.6 billion from Google. What are we talking about?
Was it a tweet?
A tweet is wrong. It's not a tweet. Angel can help you, though, and let's see if he knows it. Hold on. He's answering the phones. Let's see here. All right. Angel, he guessed a tweet, which was wrong. So here we go. On this day, 13 years ago today, 2015, we saw the very first one of these. A year and a half later, the company was sold for $1.6 billion. Google bought them for $1.6 billion. What do you think it is?
YouTube.
It is YouTube. That is the answer. Congratulations, sir. We put you on hold. Can you believe YouTube is 13 years old today?
I would think it was older because it just seems to have been around for so long.
Right.
Yeah. It does seem to like it would have been older, you know? I didn't realize. It was on this day. What do you think the very first YouTube video was?
I'm pretty sure it had something to do with cats.
Yeah.
It wasn't cats.
The first.
Another animal.
Really? Was it the gopher?
The gopher is incorrect. Angel, take a guess.
Somebody's puppy?
No, the very first video was done at the San Diego Zoo, and it was an 18-second video done about elephants.
Elephants.
That was the very first one on this day. April 23rd, 2005.
Man, they got a steal for $1.6 billion. Man, did they get a steal for $1.6 billion. That thing.
What's it worth now, you think?
Oh, has to be $20-30 billion. I mean, it's like asking what Google is.
Yeah.
How much would you sell Google for? I mean, that's how much it's right there.
You guys want to take a guess at what? And this is coming down from Bank of America analysis. They did analysis of these businesses and everything.
$20 billion?
They did 85% of the companies. You're thinking $20 billion, Carlos?
Yeah.
$50 billion.
$50 billion?
$40 billion.
YouTube, which is owned by Google, is worth more than, and this number is 2 years old, is worth more than $70 billion.
Oh my God. Isn't that crazy?
And at the time,
yeah,
they made fun of Google for buying it.
Really?
Once you said it 2005, I remember that part, but they were like, this is a mistake. This is the first big mistake that Google's making, purchasing this company that doesn't have any, it's just stupid cat videos.
Yeah.
They saw it way before.
before anybody else.
Check it out. In 2 years, all right, so that first number I gave you was from 2015. In 2017, there was the most recent analysis. They've made $5 billion in 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, the most recent number in 2017 values Google at $75 billion.
Now, they were losing money. They were losing money for many, many years.
Oh,
were,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like the first 5 to 10 years.
But to have the vision to write it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were doing okay with that whole search engine thing.
Yeah.
They figured that out. But, yeah, they took a risk. It could have been Apple. It could have been Disney. Could have been any of these companies, yeah. And they're all going, ah, damn.
I will say this. Until the beginning or the end of last year, when Carlos kind of talked me into, listen, YouTube is the way to go with this in order to promote the show more. Because really, I was thinking, okay, how else can we promote the monsters? And I was thinking about getting billboards,
yeah.
You know, because that's old school. And you pulled me to the side and said, no, I mean, YouTube, people are watching YouTube. Mm. And I'm like, well, I'm not watching YouTube, so it can't be. So nobody else must be. Which, you know, was wrong, obviously. And I listen to you, and that's why we have the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
But now I'm open to that world of YouTube, and there's just so much. Anything you want to see, you can see. I don't care if it's a concert that you think you missed. I don't, you know, like for me, like they got these things where Gene Simmons has been going around doing these vault promotions, you know, where you got to pay a lot of money to go inside and hear what he has to say. All you got to do is on YouTube, they're there.
Right.
I mean, all these things you think are exclusive and you got to have a special, the stuff from Coachella, it's on YouTube. Like the whole world is open up to you there. And of course, that's why we started doing our YouTube channel and putting a lot of money into it and time. And that's why on Saturday, I was able to put all the stuff
right.
on YouTube.
Right
and you can see it on our website at monsters.fm. And all those are YouTube videos and they're getting like hundreds and hundreds of hits, you know, just from a couple days.
Well, Russ, I don't know about you, but did you have a first initial YouTube experience? Like, oh my God, YouTube. Where you just start looking up old stuff and you just can't stop. I spent
YouTube
the first 18 hours when I first learned what YouTube was, looking up old stuff that I can't find anywhere, like old wrestling clips.
That's exactly
Teenage
what.
Mutant Ninja Turtles, Spaceballs, just little quotables. I looked up everything within the first... The first day and a half, I just could not leave the computer, bro.
Same thing with the first time I really was exposed to it where I paid attention was when Dusty Rhodes died and I went and I saw all these old Dusty Rhodes wrestling matches from when I was a kid. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that stuff is on, everything is on YouTube.
And younger, you know, especially kids that are 7, 8, 9 years old, they don't know any difference.
Right.
Like if it's not on YouTube, it's bizarre.
Oh
it's
my
like,
goodness.
You know,
that's part of what they know that as their source.
No doubt. That's their TV. That's their video games. That's their world is YouTube.
How many hits do you think Despacito has on YouTube? It's the number one most downloaded video of all time. How many hits do you think?
Viewed.
Viewed, I'm sorry.
I'm saying.
Right. I think it's probably got to be at this point. 10 billion?
10 billion? It's 5 billion. But still.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, it's worldwide. We start to think that it's in our little circles, but I mean, there are people in Africa, there are people in Russia, there are people in Asia that are doing the same exact thing and that are now hip to this culture because they can click the button and see it without having to look up in all these magazines and all other stuff.
It's very cool. So you can go to our YouTube channel. And matter of fact, we're going to talk some more about what happened on Saturday at Earth Day Birthday. Mm-hmm. You want to see these interviews and see the state of mind that Vince Taylor was in at Earth Day Birthday. And you're going to tell me what happened after we got back when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Every hour, your chance to win $1,000 here on Real Radio 104.1. It's as easy as just sending a text to 200-200. Now, people always send the text to our normal texting service, which is 77031. Don't do that. It's not going to win you anything.
Not giving you anything.
We're not going to give you anything. But you can text us during the show at 77031. I was texting some people back during the break, and I appreciate you guys participating. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Vince Taylor, special guest here today, because he helped us when Carlos was out last week. He and Ryan Holmes came in, and Vince had always wanted to go to a rock show. Mm. And I'm like, well, hell, let's go to Earth Day Birthday.
Perfect one to go to.
It was a perfect one to go to. It was a great time. I want to thank our sister station, WJRR, for, you know, getting us the tickets and letting us go out there. And I ran into Johnny Magic and other
Johnny was out there?
Yeah, Johnny was out. It was his first rock concert, too.
Oh, nice. Y'all getting sent out a memo or something?
Yeah, it was the Underground Black Culture. everybody got it.
UGC?
We got it late.
So and if you want to follow all of this, by the way, monsters.fm, I put up a bunch of different small one-minute videos of these interviews that Vince was doing with the different folks we were running into out there. And it was a hell of a lot of fun. We went over to the VIP area, hung out and everything. But by 6 o'clock, you know, my wife was going to be getting home soon, and I was tired. So I said, look, you know, Vince, Timmy time, I got to go, you know. And they were like, no, we're staying because Vince wanted to. Now, I don't know what you've done, so I'll just tell you what I remember. Mm-hmm. You wanted to ride the helicopter that was there, and I said, hell no, not me. I'm too fat. I'm not getting a helicopter. It would wreck with me in it.
It's true.
You wanted to crowd surf. Wanted to get into the mosh pit.
The mosh pit.
And I ran into my son-in-law who was there. My son-in-law is a big dude. He used to be special forces in the army. And he's like, yeah, I just got out of the mosh pit. I got punched in the face. And he's like, but it's cool because I punched him back and it was fine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm probably not going to get in there. And Vince was like, I want to go.
I did.
I want to do it.
I did.
So I don't know what happened after I left Vince, but and once again, I want to say what a great experience. I enjoyed hanging out with you and Timmy time so much.
Yeah, man.
That next year you got to come again.
Absolutely. We are regulars now. We'll have our own section.
But what happened after I left?
All right. Well, first things first. I mean, we just had fun with you, and it was cool to, you know, kind of get the camaraderie with that. But we did want to go on a helicopter ride, so me and Timmy, you know, combined, we probably make up your weight.
Right.
How much is a helicopter ride?
It was $35 a pop. So okay. It was $35 for him, $35 for me, and it's only about 3 minutes. And it was a little nerve-wracking because...
So it's like a good hooker. It's like a really...
Right.
It's like actually a discount hooker.
Yeah, yeah,
like
$35.
A timely hooker.
Oh, yeah, on Groupon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, right? Yeah, well, it was weird because we got in the helicopter and it felt... It felt right until we looked over and saw that the guy who was flying looked like teenage Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I mean, I like Call of Duty. I like Modern Warfare, but I don't want him to have any flashbacks while he's up in the air and think that he's on Xbox Live.
How old was he?
I didn't have the nerve to ask because I didn't want to mess up his concentration.
Gotcha.
But it looked like they hadn't dropped yet.
I'm definitely over 21, sir.
Yes.
I can do this.
Carlos, what this would do, the helicopter would take you up above the crowd at Earth Day Birthday so you could see what the... And there must have been 18,000-20,000 people there.
It was a lot of people.
I would do it just for that contact high. Just hover above and then just literally...
It was definitely high.
Marinate in it.
There's a whole other story with that.
Did Timmy Time get in with you?
Yeah, he got in. He was in the front. He somehow took the front. I think it was in his lap. He lapped him. But yeah, listen, we were up there 3 minutes.
How far around did you go?
We circled, I would say, probably the general fairgrounds area. We didn't go
so it's at a 10-minute ride, 7-minute ride?
It was about 3 or 4 minutes. I don't know why. He refused to drop me off at Mercy Drive. I had something to pick up. But at the end of the day, I think it was worth it.
Because
I've never been in a helicopter.
Me neither.
Did you take pictures?
I recorded it live. It's on my Facebook page right now, The Real Vince Taylor.
If you send that to me, I'll put it on our YouTube channel so people can see it, because that's pretty interesting.
I've always wanted to do it, but I always get freaked out when you see it where it says, like, discount helicopter ride. You know, like, anything discount helicopter, I'm usually like...
3 minutes for 30 bucks. We get you in and out in a hurry.
Well, I tell you what freaked me out, right? I know you probably know this, you might not know this or whatever, but there's a country band called Montgomery Gentry, right? Uh-huh. And they're a pretty big country band.
Okay.
And one of the guys, there's Montgomery and there's Gentry. Well, Gentry has a guy who's a fan, comes up to him and says, hey, you want to do the helicopter ride? You want to take a helicopter ride? And he's like, yeah, sure. Sounds like fun. Frigging crashed and killed him. That was last year.
That so happens a lot.
So now it's not Montgomery Gentry, it's just Montgomery as well.
Wait. You knew this
and
before
still,
you let me take this?
And let you get on... Vince, we're trying to tell you, he's not going to stop you from doing this.
Information was readily available in your head as we went to the helicopter ride?
Vince Taylor, I told you I wouldn't get on there because I'd be... Because
you were too fat. You didn't say because you might die because somebody died last year.
Do you understand? Things go horribly wrong and for whatever reason there's a wreck. This show is the Vince Taylor tribute show.
Yes.
He would be the saddest guy here.
Hold on.
I've been learning so much.
At least 2 hours of it, for sure.
At least
Two segments.
Oh my goodness. After about 7 o'clock, hey, can we move on from the bench?
It's being so sad.
So cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, bro. You can't let
let me know somebody could have died. Nah, I mean, man. I knew it in the back of my head.
I told you.
I was so close.
I told you my fear. Like, anyway, Russ, it was safe.
Russ is not going to limit you. Russ is not going to limit
never
you.
Never going to slow you down.
He's never going to stop you. Yeah, he's only going
to. I was surprised at the things he was doing. I didn't have to prod him for nothing. He wanted to get his.
You're doing it all for free.
And I was like, whoa. I could have. I'm really having a moment right now.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
He was getting his chest painted. He was helicopter riding. He was talking to everybody.
You were honestly white boy drunk.
I was mad at it. Oh, yeah. That would have been white boy myth, though. Yeah. It was weird.
And you can see how white boy drunk he was. If you go to the monster side up there, when he was dancing.
Listen. Audience. I know I'm not the only one to hit an event and pregame. I pregame so well. I arrived on time. I was ready. So when I got there,
I can't believe your pregame.
They had to get ready for me. I didn't have to get ready for them. I was prepared.
I wouldn't always show you him.
This clip is going to live forever.
And it's on Monsters.fm. When he turns around and he's got his mouth full of food and he's screaming.
That is the lamb.
I had a lamb
and chicken wrap is completely visible in my mouth. There was no chewing involved.
Now, did I ask him to calm down and hey, no. I'm pumping my fist and going, keep it going, Vince.
You got to understand that if you're being there and you're distracting or deflecting the attention.
Dancing next to the guy with the Trump hat.
Me and the Trump hat guy got along very well. Thank you very much.
That's what you were saying. You were like Obama, Bush, like, together.
I was like, they all suck. It doesn't matter. And he was like, well, yeah, Obama does suck. Let's not get into that.
Oh, by the way, if you do watch the YouTube video, adult language is being used. So don't, I wouldn't let the kids.
You don't want to listen at work either with the volume all the way up.
Well, that was interesting. The helicopter ride was really cool. But then after that, everywhere we go, me and Timmy had a chance to play Black Punch Bug. You know, we saw a black person. We say, hey, light-skinned Punch Bug, dark-skinned Punch Bug.
All together, how many black folks do you think you ran into?
Did I run into maybe about 14? Yeah. Are we including staff or not? Because staff will take it up to the hundreds.
No, we didn't include staff.
Yeah. Okay, no staff.
Just people there that were enjoying Earth Day birthday.
Yeah, throws off the Bon Jovi demographic count.
It does, just in case you didn't know. But it was about 14 that we ran into. But I saw, because we were counting, just so we could do like a little ratio.
Yeah.
It was about, I saw somewhere between 20 and 30, which was refreshing.
We talked to almost everybody we could bump into. We talked to a bunch of really cool, and a lot of these guys listened to the show, which was super goodness. Cool.
Yeah,
so you like okay? So you do the helicopter ride.
Absolutely,
I'm gone by now. And your next thing was at Earth Day birthday was to try to get into the mosh pit.
Right?
You or did you not?
All right. So here's how that goes.
All right.
We go to get into this mosh pit. Before I step foot into the mosh pit, when I'm kind of, you know how when you're about to, well, back in the day, for those of y'all who, used to live in an area where jump rope was prevalent, you kind of get yourself ready. You're about to go jump rope. Bam, I look up and there's a guy holding his nose with his shirt.
Oh.
And I look hard. I say, what's going on with him? He's like, oh, yeah, he just left the mosh pit. He broke his nose.
Oh.
And that is
who's
when I decided.
Who's on stage when this is going down? Do you remember?
Yes, this was Shinedown.
Oh, okay, so the.
Shinedown had. You know what? I think it was a combination of Shinedown and the band right before that, which I think was 3 Days Grace.
Gotcha.
And between 3 Days Grace and Shinedown, evidently there was a massive mosh pit. And I am happy to have missed it because there was broken bones, blood, real blood. Like, I was. Like quite literally freaked out.
Okay,
that I saw it so close.
So you did not.
I did not attempt the mosh pit, but I did.
Judge you for that because I wouldn't get in either.
I was down for it until I saw the medical insurance.
Like all the big talk that was going down on Friday.
I'm not saying
all the big talk. I'm going. I'm wearing my boots. This is what I want to do. And he was going to drag this one in there.
I was going to do it.
Like we're mosh pit.
Well,
see, Angel, but what you don't realize is the whole trick was to get Russ into the mosh pit.
Yeah.
And to just kind of let him get trampled and then sit here and take him.
I was
Russ
thinking
got
about
bad
it for,
text.
For funny. Yeah, right. For funny, I was thinking about it. Now, my wife told me not to do it.
Yeah.
She said not to do it. But for funny, I was just going to, I was going to do it with Vince. But then when I ran into my son-in-law, and he's probably bigger than me now.
And he's keeping you.
And he's like, I just got punched, man. It was tough. And I'm like, oh, hell, they hit Chris. Oh, they're going to hit me for sure.
And Russ's son-in-law is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. He is a big guy. You know what Vince did? He did the old classic, when I go to jury duty, I'm just going to say I'm racist, that I hate gay people. And then you get there and you're like, sorry, sir. Yes, sir. And then like when you get to that mosh pit and you roll up, you're just like, Okay, these dudes, this is kind of what they do.
Well, Los, nobody, listen, I didn't get any, oh, I just hit the mosh pit, it was so fun.
No, I just came
out the mosh pit, best experience of my life. Oh, I just hit the mosh pit, I can't wait to come. I just hit the mosh pit, my leg is missing.
You know? You're not going to hear any of those sentences.
All of them were followed with, I just hit the mosh pit, and I'm just going to, you know, hopefully my insurance is still up and working. You know, right. I was never really like, you have to hit the mosh pit, you'll never forget it, you'll love it.
I remember that.
And Timmy Time wasn't even thinking about getting it. He said, hell no, because he's skinny. He's a little fella.
I saw Papa Roach mosh pit, this gigantic fat man who looked like he probably played football back in the day, and this young pup, you could tell maybe it was second time in the mosh pit, and he comes across, and this guy gives him a headbutt straight to the face, and his nose exploded everywhere, and got blood on everybody. And I just remember being like, and that was like at House of Blues, like some random ass place. Mosh pits, man, you got to be dedicated. Yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't about that life.
Exactly.
No, I am not.
I ain't about that life. No. I got one Marilyn Manson mosh pit in me, and that was the last time I ever did that.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was.
I have learned my lesson.
But if it's cool, I mean, look, if you're a freaking rager and that's what you do,
God bless you.
Tough bastard.
I don't know about mosh pits, but pillow fights. I'm all about that at this point. Yeah. Try that from now on.
So you guys, you did not get in the mosh pit.
No.
How late did you stay?
We stayed until the end of Shinedown, and there was one particular thing that I was looking to see. Like I said, there was a few things that I was trying to accomplish while I was there. A few things that I wanted to make sure I saw. Got the helicopters. We saw the bare breasts. We saw the mosh pits.
Painted your chest. The girls with the bare breasts. We interviewed them, and it's on the website at monsters.fm. And you know, some of the girls, you know, it was good that they did it, and some people. Should have been told, you can't go topless.
Yeah.
You can't do that, EDBD. Let them do
exactly.
their thing. What happens at EDBD stays at EDBD.
Especially the images.
We're breaking rules right now.
I know you guys are interviewing, but I would like to do a study, like a clinical research. Get those girls who have no business being topless.
Yeah.
Right? No business, but are walking around as if they're doing a swimsuit Playboy shoot. Like, I want to get them. I want to sit them down. I want to draw their blood. I want to pull. What makes you tick? What is in that brain?
One
that
girl just said
you?
It makes her feel free.
I love it. Can we buy that?
While you're messing around and we're like, passing judgment here and everything, we all know that there's a dude there at Earth Day Birthday that changed his life.
Yeah, you're right.
Seeing that and seeing those. However you want to describe them, just out there willy-nilly, there's a dude today at work going, oh, my God, I went to Earth Day Birthday, and I just saw the most magnificent things.
Here's the thing. There were dudes there that got painted up. Now, you know.
I heard there was a dude that had a monster of the morning.
Yeah. If I was Vince Taylor, I would never wear a shirt. The guy's in perfect shape.
So why don't you bang him?
It's not a big deal. But
if I was Vince Taylor, I would just touch my nipples, and I would just, like, look down at my wiener.
No, like, the guy's in great shape.
I'm a perfect shade, and I play basketball.
Here's the thing. Like when you're in great shape, it's no big deal to take your shirt off. But the fat guys that would take their shirt off and then get their boobs painted and their bellies painted, there's no shame in that.
There really isn't.
They didn't give a damn, did they?
More power to them, exactly, both the women and men that did it.
And let's just be real. Let's spread the shame all around. Not just women that shouldn't have been there without their shirts on. There were a few dudes.
A lot of dudes.
Also had longer breasts than a lot of those women as well. So the shame goes all around. I just, if you use a hammock as a bra, then maybe you should reconsider.
I told Timmy, because this one dude walked past us, and he was like, much bigger than me, right? With his shirt off, and I looked at Timmy and I said, man, I wish I had that kind of, confidence in myself. And then Timmy's like, go ahead, man, take your shirt off. He was trying to get me to take my shirt off. I'm like, no, hell no.
You should have, bro.
Rock that, dude.
Yeah, man, come on, man.
The big guys that take their shirt off, though, there's some respect to that, right?
They're owning it.
Or they're owning it. Nothing against the women. I think that's fine if you want to be that in the woman role. But the guy who is obese as hell, who takes off his shirt, who allows to get that under dirt belly because maybe he fell down, he got back up. You know, he's got chest hair. It's matted.
He's got breasts on the front and the back.
There's skin tags. There's tattoos. There's misshapen tattoos. But this man lives for ease. whatever it's called.
They were all there. And hey, by the way, just so everybody that came up and said hello, and yes, all the Monster fans, I wore my Monster t-shirt so you would do that. I appreciate everybody coming to say hi. It was a really cool experience to see how many people not only have listened for a long time, but the ones that have been listening that week and knew, oh, that's Vince Taylor. And that, you know, I mean, it was really, really refreshing and awesome. Thanks to everybody at Earth Day Birthday who said hello. Thanks to WJR for inviting us to come out.
Yes.
And thanks to Vince Taylor and Timmy Time for making it awesome.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Monsters. Thank you, everybody that was nice out there. This was an experience that I will never forget and hopefully will duplicate at some point.
It was very cool. And you can check out all the videos. They're on our website at monsters.fm. Remember, adult language has been used, and there's some painted breasts, so be careful. I don't know, you probably shouldn't watch it at work unless your boss is away today. All right? you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
To Commerce City to battle it out with the Colorado Rapids this Sunday. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1 and iHeart Radio. From the Real Radio.
Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Remember, your opportunity to win $1,000 coming up in like 15 minutes. You hear the keyword. All you got to do is text that keyword to 200-200, and you could win. And let's piss off all of iHeartRadio and Orlando win more of the we want to see our listeners win the $1,000. It's pretty cool when it happens. You can text us at 77031. And a lot of people are texting asking about the videos I was talking about from Earth Day Birthday. They're all on monsters.fm, and they're like 1 minute videos, so it's not like it's a bunch to
quick hits. Yeah.
Yeah, little quick hits, which I thought was fun and cool.
Just give you an idea what was going on out there.
Yeah, it was good. What'd you do this weekend, Angel? Anything big?
Yeah, I actually was working, and then I was downtown DJing the Orlando City Street Party right there on Church Street District, and we're crushing it again.
That was a big, you know, by watching stuff on Facebook, and I can see the feed, what everybody's doing. A lot of people talking about that game, and Orlando City pulled it out and won another one.
Yeah, we did. So that's, three in a row, four in a row.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, and this is what was awesome. And again, I'm going to give a shout out to two of our franchises, Orlando City, taking care of business, and the response and the turnout. Thank you guys, everybody that came out to help me support, you know, because recently the visiting teams feel like it's cool to march down Church Street.
Yeah.
And we handled that. That was good.
So you're the DJ.
I'm the last thing that they see before they head to the stadium.
So you could, like, you know, turn it down a little bit and let them have their time and run down Orlando, or you could turn it up a notch.
Exactly. So we turn it up definitely a notch, and we got all of Orlando City there, and we're playing the Orlando City fight song, and that's a great moment. Another one of our local franchises, shout out to the Solar Bears, taking care of business and winning their first round of the playoffs. The next round is in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And they're going up against a Fort Lauderdale team, and I got hit up on Twitter. I'm going to do my best to make sure I go to one of these games for the Orlando Solar Bears.
You know what? Let me know.
Let's do it, man.
I would like to go as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I know some people get mad about that. Like, oh yeah, jump on the bandwagon now. But look, I mean,
hey man, it is what it is. Well, yeah. I don't, you know, hockey fans get burnt in chat by this all the time, and I'm not trying to be dismissive. I get the sport. It's just not a sport that was, wherever I lived, wasn't naturally available to me.
It's, you know, human nature. I did not grow up watching it, so it's not something I think about. But I will. It's same thing with me with soccer. Yeah. I know everybody's soccer crazy right now, and thank God bless you. That's cool. It's just not something I grew up watching, so it's not something I get excited about. But hockey, anytime I've been to a Solar Bear game, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Yeah,
the first time I got introduced to hockey, I was living in Anchorage, Alaska, and I was already 12, 13 years old, and it seemed foreign to me. But what was really neat, Russ, you would dig this, is that both fan bases were chilling on Church Street. And you had the jerseys for, you know, everyone rocking their Solar Bear jerseys.
That's cool.
So that was a really neat kind of thing, where, and it was everybody, all Orlando love kind of thing, you know?
And also, I saw a story where, you know, the Orlando Pride's not doing so well, but they got to win this week.
Yeah,
they, so they needed that.
Yeah, they took a tough loss a couple weeks ago. So them back bouncing back and then getting their victory yesterday. Again, props to them for being able to handle that. So
yeah, yeah. So,
but it was fun, man. I had a blast. And actually, so tomorrow I'll be back down on Church Street and Pink's in town.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm doing the street party for Pink. Oh, and so, you know, I went from Yacht Rock to Orlando City to doing the street party for the Pink. And the Pink sold out the Amway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I would think so.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the weekend, I think it was last Thursday or something, you know, Bon Jovi was in town. And
How was he?
I didn't go, but a lot of people said it was awesome. They loved Bon Jovi. And then you had the Orlando City game. That was a big deal. Guess what else drew? I think they said 14,000 people. Who do you think drew 14,000 people in Kissimmee yesterday?
Bad Bunny?
Stand-up comic.
A stand-up comic. Oh,
Vince Taylor, who do you think?
Timmy Time.
Timmy Time. No. No, man. And my wife worked at, she's a paramedic, she worked at Jeff Dunham.
Oh, yeah. That's not shocking.
He's got a following.
Yeah. Jeff Dunham there. And I guess, I mean, like the entire Silver Spurs arena sold out to see Jeff Dunham. And he does his first part without the dummies, right? He doesn't do the dummies.
Oh, really?
So he does his first part where it's just his stand-up comedy. And then he brings the dummies out. And she said people were going...
You want to know why I had to do the gig out there at the Silver Spurs?
What?
All the venues in town were booked.
Oh.
We had got the Orlando, you got the Solar Bears playing Amway. You had the Orlando City. There was an event going on at Dr. Phillips. That's why he had to go book it out there.
Now, Vince, do you tell me, okay.
And he still got 14,000 people.
She told me that beforehand they did this whole role thing about all the stuff that Jeff Dunham has done. And allegedly he has the record for selling more tickets to a comedy show than any other comic ever in history.
What?
Can that be accurate?
I mean, if he's selling them for a dollar or two.
Nah,
maybe.
Dude. Vince, he's one of the highest grossing comedians year after year.
Didn't he have a residency in Vegas too?
He did. Yeah, he did. Oh, I think he does knock out so many shows. Maybe it might be like an annual thing, or maybe you sold the most in 1 year. I mean, obviously, some guys like Seinfeld who've been touring constantly. Well, but I think maybe a year's record. I don't know.
I know. I guess he said that he had the world Guinness Book of World Record for selling, like having the biggest show for a comedian. And I'm like, well, I thought Kevin Hart had that because he sold out that other stadium. But right.
George Lopez had one of those too. I think he did the Astrodome or back in the day. But I would be interested to know that. I know he is immensely popular and super, super rich and loaded and knows how to build helicopters and cars.
And I thought he would be very, very, like, a clean comic because he had the dummies and stuff, but
I said, no.
It's not clean.
No, those characters are not clean, dude. They're pretty raunchy.
I did not know that.
Too. Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny because this is a good testament as to having a career in comedy without necessarily being on everybody's radar.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many comedians that you have never heard of, you, Russ, Angel, nobody that knows about anything about them, but they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars on tours. They're doing colleges. They're doing local bars. And they're able to make a living, and they don't have to be Kevin Hart famous to have that kind of fame.
Yeah, I guess in the clip they showed also he has one of the original Batmobiles he, like, bought.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I wanted.
He's a supercar guy. Like I said, he knows how to build all these crazy machines and stuff. He seems like a really cool dude.
Yeah, that's cool. Like I said,
does he seem like a cool dude, or does he seem a guy that's like on the verge of just popping off?
Yeah,
maybe
that sense too.
Because I get that sense.
Interesting, maybe.
I'll tell you what he did, though. And the other guy that has done this was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But Jeff Dunham went over to the EMTs and the paramedics and thanked them all for their service.
Yeah, that's what he should do.
He asked and came over to their area to thank them all for their service, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
That's a pretty cool move. He didn't have to do that, you know?
No, he should. That's great.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a big weekend, getting ready for a big week. So I want to remind you to go to the website at monsters.fm. You got to go watch all the videos of Vince Taylor at her birthday with Timmy Time and myself. It was a great time, and there's some funny stuff on there. Remember, adult language is used, and there are some painted breasts, so I wouldn't watch it at work. It might get you in trouble at monsters.fm. Your opportunity to win $1,000 is coming up in like 2 minutes. So listen for that keyword and text the keyword to 200-200, and you very well could win. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning. I'll sail alone one night. Look on the sky, made me shiver. Yeah, you know it felt so right. Oh,
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From the
Text it to 200, 200. I wish I could tell you. If you missed it, I wish I could tell you, but I can't. Just, if you heard it, text it to 200, 200. I want to see another winner. Somebody just texted it to the wrong texting server. You don't text it to 77031. You text it to 200, 200, and what way you can win. Good luck to you. And remember to answer the phone about an hour afterwards. If you get some phone call from a number you don't recognize, that could be iHeart calling you to tell you that you won. All right, so good luck to you. All right, I welcome
Speaking
back.
Speaking of numbers.
Yes.
Did anyone get a bunch of phone calls this past week from the UK?
I did not.
Okay, maybe this is me then.
Well,
for some reason, I figured my email or my phone number popped up somewhere, and I was getting these phone calls from...
I mean, they're calling to tell you the royal baby is really yours.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah.
That's a problem.
It came out 8 feet tall with a beard.
That's an issue.
By the way, there's baby... Worldwide baby watch.
Baby fever.
The royal baby is about to be born. I guess they took... now, which one was... This is Kate Middleton, right?
Yep.
They took Kate Middleton to the hospital, and the world is watching to see if another child is being born. I guess it'll be the third... royal baby, and that's a big deal for people that are royal watchers. And when I went to when I went to England, not everybody over there was all about the monarchy.
Yeah, no, why would they be?
Yeah, we think, or at least I thought they would be. I thought they were all about that, but they're not really. But a lot of people that they do love it. Like the Blog of Molly is one of the ones that loves it.
Well, it's just like people over here. I mean, it's a political realm to it too, So I don't think everybody really wants to think about that all the time.
Well, anyway, all the news, it's like a big deal. So we'll let you know if the baby's born. What?
I wonder if. The other baby from Meghan, if that, because the other prince is now getting, Meghan Merkel or whatnot.
Yeah, and they're getting married soon.
I have the feeling that baby, if there's one, once it comes about, is going to have a lot of attention drawn to it as opposed to this one right now, which is kind of like, all right, all right, whatever.
Well, this is the third one for Kate Middleton. So,
But they're already writing a movie. It's called Prince Jerome. And it's actually, no, it's true. And Jaden Smith is going to play it. And at first, it's the one kid that was in the friend of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Wow.
I spent most of the day yesterday.
I'm sitting there Googling, Jerome, that's dope. I might be related to him.
Oh, I undoubtedly declare the prince.
What's up, homies? It's me, Prince Jerome.
We're
about to make some pounds.
Yeah. I spent most of the day yesterday. I'm now on page 44 of my graphic novel.
Dun, dun, dun.
44. And there's 88 pages in a graphic novel, so I'm halfway through the entire thing. And it's a lot more work than it's a lot of work.
Thinking, what kind of work goes into it? I mean, pictures and words?
Yeah, pictures and words. But you got to cut it down to the least amount of words and describe each panel on each page in detail. So it's a lot of work. But when it's done, it's going to be cool. I'm excited about it.
I hope you have realistic-looking characters that don't all look like models and bodybuilders. There's got to be somebody there with a six-pack keg, what I'm saying?
I got that.
We need some normalcy in some of these comics. We're tired of seeing all these beautiful people.
And one of the characters looks like Carlos.
Oh, good looking man. I love to see what this guy looks like.
No.
Look like Toucan Sam.
No, honestly.
It's me, Carlos.
As I'm writing it, I'm thinking, okay, if this is ever made into a movie, I want Carlos to play the character.
Yeah, I like that.
And when I tell you the character, it is a cool part. And the last thing you said to me was, make sure it's a reoccurring role. And I'm like, all right.
Give me no damn one and done. Give me a multi-episode.
This is not a person that gets killed. Good. This is a person that's got to be there for the entirety of any series that I do.
Because dude, right now,
so
people...
I gave you a really and I
love it.
The artist has to make him look like you, and that was the part I wrote this weekend. So in my mind, I'm thinking how Carlos would do it.
All right.
But how he would do it on Bloodline from that, so it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah. I like grimy characters.
He's actually not that grimy. He He's got a lovable part to him.
Right.
So Los, while you were out, we went through the proofs for our project that we're working on.
I'm sorry I didn't make that Skype session.
Yeah, understood. And so we have the first dozen panels written. Super easy. Not that hard at all. We knocked it out instantly.
Of our panels,
of our graphic novel.
What is yours?
I actually have some here.
It's the origin story of Chinese boner pill man.
Yeah, and it's I actually have it right here. Thank you for faxing it to me.
There it is. Dang, that's a lot of words.
Page one. This is your part, Russ.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, I can't lift weights. I can't get boners. All the babes love me, but I can't pick the right one.
So you wrote me into your silly comic book.
No, but you're ripped in it. You really ripped
it. Oh, yeah, you're shredded.
Like, I'm
shredded.
Look at this picture.
Look at all of those abs.
Yeah, yeah. You always want
muscles on muscles.
Muscles on muscles. Wow. Now, they look they look a little fat, but it's not true.
Why do I feel you guys are trying to belittle what I'm doing?
We're not.
Not at all.
We're not.
It's an homage.
And then you walk in because see, Vince, what you don't know is the place that Russ buys his Asian boner pills.
I don't buy Asian boner.
It's the same place you buy Mogwais. Okay, this store. Yeah, it was like,
cool. Do you want Mogwai? I was like, no, does the Mogwai make me bang? It is if you cut up a Mogwai. Just give me the boner pills.
Honestly,
I like this stuff. This looks good, guys.
Very promising.
I'm checking off on it.
This is
a true story. I was asking, we were in a promotion meeting the other day, and we're talking about upcoming MegaCon, and there's a possibility I could have like the first part of my comic book ready. And I'm talking to Blogger Molly about it. She turns to me. She goes, "We're really doing Chinese boner pill man, and we're gonna have our setup right across the way from yours." And I'm like, and she seems so intent about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, our comic book is 4 pages, 5 panels on each one.
Yeah.
We got already the artistic renditions. We've already got a great endorsement deal, licensing deal in place
Absolutely.
You're trying to dilute my emphasis here.
No. Your graphic novel is going to be great, and I'm sure Carlos might be the best character in the whole damn thing.
No.
Chinese boner pill man and the origins.
It's
going to
be a cult hero.
I mean, I'm looking at Infinity Boner Wars. Like, you know, 10 years from now where we have, you know, Asian boner pill man fights Whiskey D, the evil villain, and is this...
Wait, don't give away too much!
Oh, I'm sorry! You're gonna feel bad when you see how cool I make your character.
You're really gonna feel bad
when you see how cool ours is.
Exactly.
You're being so dismissive.
You fly through. You can break any building with your, you know.
You're making it sound like we're just throwing this together willy nilly style.
It sounds like you're throwing together willy nilly style. Using the word boner to get a cheap laugh.
It's definitely not created in Microsoft Paint. It's definitely created. Like, okay, we all can't draw, but it's pretty good.
That it just gets you.
Guess where the artist that are doing the drawing, they actually are from China.
Well, of course.
That's true. That's
a
true story.
Too,
I want to write this story for Russ, but I feel he needs Asian boner.
Russ, it's actually the same group
that we have.
He's doing our artwork as well.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
We're getting it on Fiverr, though.
We're getting it with the art.
Yeah, exactly. You get pills, art, boner. It's one deal. It's like a combo meal at a Chinese food place.
I feel like I just did one.
Hey, Vince, you're going to love it, dude. But I'm very excited, and I'm glad that you're making me a recurring character.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the character's changed from when I asked you about it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I remember you mentioning something very
slimy. I told you, it's going to be better than that.
Ooh, I like that.
And throughout the series now, this character is a very important part, kind of like Alfred is to Batman.
Ooh. I'm your hookup. I'm your plug.
You're the butler. Like,
I don't say what it is.
I don't know what that is. I'm just saying things that the Migos say.
Well, no.
I can't
give anything away because we don't have...
Listen, man, the fact of the matter is people have stopped watching Walking Dead since I died. Okay?
That's right.
If you look at all the TV guides, all the internets... They're saying, what happened to Alvaro, the guy that's stood next to the king?
Yeah, can I still show my tattoo?
Exactly.
I got you painted on my back.
No.
It's crazy. I ain't going to lie. There's some truth to that.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is this, Russ.
Yes.
You involving me in this will only elevate your comic, your graphic novel, and I appreciate it. And
hey,
I'm looking forward to seeing the first draft, and then immediately I'll show you Asian Bone Pill Man.
The Carlos character doesn't come in until chapter 2, just so you know.
That's a good chapter.
Chapter 2 is when, and it's a surprise, I can't say, I'm so bad.
What are you doing, dude? You're spoiling your own comic!
I'm spoiling my own comic book. I can't keep my mouth shut.
If Russ had to be interrogated, on the way to the interrogation room, I'll tell you everything.
He's going to crumble.
If I had secrets for the United States of America, I would be the worst person.
You don't have to waterboard him. You just have to throw him like an
paper bag.
But I will tell you, Vince, I tell you, I still have not watched that episode of Lost in Space. I promised my wife I wouldn't, and I was able to stay away from it.
Lost in Space? Wait till you hear the series is phenomenal.
Oh, okay, good.
Wait till you hear what he had to do to avoid watching the next episode in the series.
It doesn't sound crazy to me. For some reason, Angel thinks it's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I
just you were gone last week.
Let me set it up.
Okay, let me set it up. So you know, my wife and I we started watching Lost in Space together.
I love you.
There are other shows that we watch, and she doesn't like. You know, she doesn't care if I watch This Is Us by myself or if I watch Gotham or whatever. But this one, we're watching the episodes, and we get to one particular part, and it's a really big cliffhanger.
Okay,
and I turn the TV off, and it's time to go to bed. And I look at her, she goes, man, that was good, huh? She goes, yeah. She goes, listen, don't watch the rest without me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, honey, I wouldn't do that. And as we're starting to walk to bed, I said, hey, when are you going to be home next? Because she works a lot.
Two months.
And no, obviously Monday we can watch it together. This was last Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
oh, my God.
It was last Wednesday, I think it was. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, man, I want to kind of watch it. Can I watch it? And then you know, like, pretend it off. And people were saying, no, that's TV cheating. You can't do it.
Right.
And I promised her I wouldn't. And the thing is, she's not the type that would be mad about it. It would hurt her feelings, and I can't do that.
Right.
So I was
like
actually...
the time you ate that whole carrot cake.
Right.
Yeah, and she was saving it for a friend at work.
I actually went into the office, and I'm sitting there talking to Angel.
There you go.
And I'm Angel. I said, I really want to see Lost in Space. I can't get it out of my head. I know if I go home and try to watch something else, that's all I'm going to think about is Lost in Space. And I'm sitting there.
Yeah, because you love Lost in Space.
I like
too.
It. Yeah, I like the old series.
Yeah.
And so Angel's like, man, you can't do it. You can't watch it. I'm like, okay, fine. And all of a sudden, I had a bright idea. I said, here's what I'll do. I'll just go home and start watching the old episodes and get caught up from those. That way, I can still do my Lost in Space, but I haven't cheated. You know, when TV cheated on my wife. For some reason, Angel thought that was crazy.
No.
Man, you got a lot of time on your hands. Jeez.
I mean, but I still think there's so much room for semantics with that whole thing.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
It's a baby boy.
A baby boy.
Is that our new breaking news music?
Yes.
I love it. It scared me. It shocked me. I know it scared the hell out of people on the radio listening.
Kate,
but I love it.
Kate Middleton gave birth to an 8-pound, 7-ounce baby boy that is fifth in line to the crown.
Angel, we need breaking news at least 2 times per show.
Because it made me poop my diety.
Whatever it is.
I'm dead serious. One legitimate, the other whatever.
Jeez.
That was fantastic. I thought... This is it, boys. The last thing I'm going to hear on this earth is Russ's stupid Lost in Space story.
The royal baby has been born. It's an 8-pound, 7-ounce baby boy. There you go. The world is celebrating.
How many
She's
kids?
Got three. It's her third.
Hey, shut the legs. Okay, we don't need any more. Like, I'm sure the first one's like, look, man, I am the king. I'm going to be the king. Stop making babies, Kate.
This baby's fifth in line for the crown. So I don't know if it'll ever get to.
Nah.
Probably well, not. Hey, it may be a little, you know, some scandal.
Yeah, a little Game of Thrones, red wedding action.
Game of Thrones, little Khaleesi, little dragon.
Oh, come in, have this wine.
Right. It'll be so dope if this baby's like a little person.
Oh, no, you mentioned that. I should say, you know who passed away? It was Mini-Me passed away.
I did see him, but he had a hell of a run.
He had a hell of a run.
He had a hell of a run. I mean, and that doctor who initially said, this baby is not going to have much of a life was wrong.
Joke's
on you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. By the way, I'm able to see like how many people are logging on and checking out certain videos on our website. And the one that's getting the most hits is Why Do You Paint Your Breast at Earth Day Birthday? That's getting the most hits. Let me suggest you go check out the one that says I Am Juicy Jen and the other one that says Vince Taylor Loves Bush. Those three are the greatest videos if you want to check them all out at monsters.fm.
I believe that title deserves context.
Well, they do. And explained in the Bush the Band.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that too.
But it's, you know, I wrote it that way on purpose.
George
obviously.
Herbert Walker Bush.
right. welcome out to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with, you got Angel, you got Carlos, and Vince Taylor all here today. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Adam Carolla on the show.
Hey.
And also Tony Black's going to come in. So we got that happening tomorrow.
Very cool.
So, okay, they do this every year. They do a survey, a poll. They ask, this is 5,000 single people. So it's 5,000 single men and 5,000 single women. And they say, what's the most attractive job for the opposite sex to have? Okay, so if asked, what do you think came in number one for women when they say, listen, what's the most attractive job for a guy to have? And then in the reverse, they ask, you know, men, what's the most attractive job for a woman to have? If you would like to take a stab at it, fellas, who wants to go first?
I'll go classic stereotype for women would be firefighter.
A firefighter?
Guy in uniform.
A guy in uniform. Yeah. No, that is not correct.
Well, you think, you know, women always wanting that fireman calendar.
It didn't even come in.
You know, they're always asking for it. They're telling me to jump in. I'm like, ladies, I don't have full abs.
It didn't come in the top five, believe it or not.
Wow. I'm shocked. That would have been my number one because firefighters are hot.
Okay.
Yes. Did I say that out loud? Whoa.
And that is stereotypical. Yeah, that's like what they normally say. Yeah. But no, that's not it. Vince, you want to guess? What do you think women said was the most attractive job for a guy to have?
Somewhere between lion tamer and superhero, I would guess.
Did not come in. Angel, what do you think? The women think that, this guy does this, that's attractive.
Oh, I hope it's not something like a guy that wears scrubs.
I got it.
It is none of them wear scrubs. No.
Well, TLC definitely did not want it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to go to the medical field, too. I was going to say doctor.
No. Can we give it to him?
No.
What's the last one on that list? Like, give us an idea.
The last one of the top five is radio personality.
Hey. Hey. It worked for me.
This list is bogus.
It works.
It does work.
It works. Oh, I got a really hot wife, and the ratio to me is not.
Trust me. There's a lot of radio guys that are above their pay grade when it comes to women.
Okay.
And so radio personality is in number five on the list.
I'm going to say one. Okay. But radio personality is different than what I'm saying. And I mentioned this the other day because I went to the skating ring and I went with my daughter. And there was a very attractive young lady who was getting the eyes from everybody. And she was skating around. And where did she go? Directly to the DJ booth.
The DJ.
Because DJs pull ladies. I don't care if you're a DJ or your kids dance or your DJ, like Avicii, rest in peace.
Well, just so
it is
number five is DJ / radio personality. So,
okay, all right, so
it's the same.
It really hit me, Angel, as I skated around. I was like, oh man, I should have been a freaking DJ. I would have gotten names early on.
Yeah, what's up, Angel?
A police officer. What the hell?
Nobody in uniform.
Bodybuilder.
A bodybuilder, no. That's not a
sports. The person who signs the check.
No, this is, you know what? We've had a couple of these guys in here. And
motocross.
Ooh, comic book
riders. Bull rider, no.
Motocross?
What'd you say?
Lawyers.
Lawyers, no. I mean, we had one that came in just on, I think it was Thursday.
Stand-up comics.
From Disney.
Oh, chefs!
Chefs.
Oh, yeah.
A chef.
That's a unit. That's a man in uniform.
Sexy?
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm watching the art, the chef's table, I think it's called on Netflix.
Dude.
Every chef I'm intimidated by, but yet I'm also attracted to. But, it is very bizarre.
For women, the most attractive job for a man to have is to be a chef. Women love that.
Guy Fieri, what is that guy? With
Guy Fieri, yeah.
Sexy?
Yeah.
No, you got to understand this, Vince, in the sense that a woman, if you go in there, hey, baby, let me cook you dinner.
Yeah.
And we've already learned that one of the sexiest places to be in your house with your woman is in the kitchen. So you're sitting there and you're doing all the chef stuff and cooking and everything and whatnot, and she's sitting there chilling and watching. That's going to be an awesome evening.
Oh,
you're right.
Chef.
I want to make love to you, baby.
So now.
And you're the leader. Look, when you get in there, you see him in the kitchen. He's ordering these people around. It's very attractive. It's intoxicating.
So
power.
Chef is the number one thing that men find, that women find attractive.
Russ, did you just raise your chair?
I did.
Okay. No.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't see you. I couldn't see you over the poles there, and I like to see what everybody's looking like.
He likes to at least see your pole.
I like to see everybody, yeah. So number one is chef. Number two, this is what women find attractive if you have this job, is an engineer.
Oh, yeah, get the hell out of here.
No, that's true. That's
is
true.
It?
Engineer? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was my focus in school. And because, I mean, if the first thing they hear is they feel the number, the dollar signs.
Yeah,
they
that's true.
They start envisioning the closet that you can build to shoot all their shoes.
Okay, all right. Then number three is if you own your own business, they find that attractive.
It depends on what kind of business it is.
That's true. It has to be successful.
If you have a table at the flea market, that's different than...
And I sell old tapes.
Yeah.
This is a Winnie the Pooh series on Disney Junior.
And then number four on the list is something in marketing.
Really? Because most marketing people are douches.
Yeah, I don't see that one at all.
Marketing, that would be like...
That's another. Yeah, they got a little bit of power. They're good with words.
And then number five, DJ / radio personality, which I'm surprised, you know,
that's number one.
I could see actor or maybe lead singer of a band or something like that, but to come in number five is odd. Okay, so...
Trainer. You would think maybe trainer would be in there.
Yeah, or something with entertainment.
Yeah.
So, for women, what do you think men... if a woman is this, they find it breathing. More attractive. Just breathing?
alive?
I always thought a candy striper. You know,
candy
that
striper.
Sexy candy striper candy when you're striper. Injured from, like, road rash, okay. Racing a dude, and then, like, they come in and they make you feel better.
That kind of is number two. Nurse is number two.
I was going to say that.
Men find nurses attractive. If they're a nurse, it's attractive to men.
I know this list right here because this is
I'm
like
a hot accountant.
Hot accountant?
Just put hot in front of any job and it's on that list.
Not in the top five.
Hot checkers manager. I'm going to say hot librarian.
Librarian not on the list.
What about like a businesswoman who takes no S? And
yes.
She like tell you about your ass and like get in my office right now. And they're like, whoa, whoa, excuse me. And she's like, I just wanted to tell you this. And that takes off the business suit. You're banging on the desk. It's businesswoman, Russ.
That is number four.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, number four. It's a woman that owns her own business. An entrepreneur.
I was thinking high executive.
But you guys haven't gotten number one yet.
Number one.
And let's see here. I've dated a
hot
lot.
Instagram model.
Have I ever dated someone who's done this?
IG think. Model.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Is that a career?
IG model, no.
Tell them it ain't.
Cheerleader?
A cheerleader, no.
Oh, look.
Okay, we said nurse.
All right. Teacher.
Teacher is number five on the list.
Yeah.
So guys find, if a woman is a teacher, they find that attractive.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think the proof is in the pudding. Have you dated in the state of Florida.
Have you dated a teacher?
Whoa! Holy!
Here in the Orlando area.
What's your name?
Never,
you wouldn't admit. Okay.
Well, there was Miss Picklesheimer back in.
Oh now, my God! Damn, man! I do remember Miss Picklesheimer. Shout out to Miss Picklesheimer.
You know, she grew up hot.
What was her last name?
Her actual name was Picklesheimer.
Yeah. Picklesheimer.
And she was a sweetheart of a teacher, and she talked very,
very
slow.
All right, so
good times.
That was teacher was number five. This is what men find attractive for women to do as a job.
Anchor woman.
Have their own business was number two.
Mechanic.
Lawyer was number three on the list. If a woman is a lawyer.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to.
She's a gymnast.
See, I don't find that attractive either.
I find it especially attractive, especially when she needs to be in court for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but then you get in an argument with her and she crushes
and
you.
She starts litigating.
Yeah, and you're like, just want to not wash the dishes once.
You don't have to outsmart me with everything.
I get it. You do it most of the time.
Yeah.
The defense rests.
Yeah. All right. The number one thing that men find attractive if a woman has it as a job is hairdresser.
What? Yeah. They're I could see that. They're
because they're always taking care of themselves.
They take care of themselves. They're spilling the tea. They're always knowing what's hot. They're always, you know, looking good. Yeah, I could see that. They're always a little crazy. Every hairdresser is a little bit crazy. Every single person that gets into the hair.
Now, why do you think that?
Just every single
it's
one.
The chemicals.
It's something. It's the chemicals. It's the part of you that wants you to have your hands in other people's hairs all day. Like, that's an odd thing, but it's part of the personality because you have to also be very social. I mean, shout out to Amber. Love you, girl. But she knows she's crazy too.
Oh yeah.
So and that's what makes her special.
Yes.
She's a hairstylist extraordinaire. So.
I do not see this at all.
No?
That is nothing sexy to me or nothing attractive about her hair. I'm not saying they're not sexy.
What do you
think
of
it?
What do you think of a hairstylist? What do you think of
it? I think of, like, you know, like a mother or grandmother's, you know, somebody in a... I think I have a completely different
thought.
I'm thinking about somebody in a chair in a garage. You guys are thinking, like, hairstylist.
Damn, dude.
In a chair in a garage.
When I hear a hairstylist, I think hood automatically. I think pink hair. I think extensions. I think a whole different thing. I don't think... Supercuts.
Yeah, no, man.
You Lady think, Jane's.
You got to think a nice little salon. They're drinking wine. They're talking trash about other people.
No, no. I think Newports and morning judge shows.
So, I mean, you guys have been married for a long time, so it's a different thing. But, Angel, if someone's trying to set you up with someone and say, hey, I met this girl, she's really hot, and she does this, what is it that you go, oh, that's pretty. That's a good occupation. Or if they say that she does something, you're like, oh, that's not a great occupation.
Oh, man, I don't...
Is there anything that you're like, oh, that's kind of cool?
I guess the list is pretty... works, you know? Entertainer.
Hairdresser, you're like,
hairdresser,
okay.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't pause for a hairdresser. I think that would be cool.
What if she's an attorney?
Absolutely. Yeah. Although, yeah, that wasn't that far off with those.
Okay.
Yeah. That gives you some support. Here's what I think is funny. Have you ever met a masseuse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, why is it that whenever, I mean, all of us pre whatever our current relationship is, when you end up with a quote unquote masseuse, they're the last ones to want to give you a massage.
Because it's work to them. That's their job.
Yeah, but I'm saying it comes natural. It's like, come on, you don't go home and not talk to your wife because you talk on the radio.
That's like your chick going, oh, you're a comic. You need to be funny at home.
Well, it's actually the case. I'm pretty positive that if I didn't have any wit about me, I would not be with the current wife I'm with.
That's true.
So it is expected.
You know, the whole masseuse thing, back in the day, long time ago, I'll admit this. Uh-huh. The way to get to a lady's heart was to say, I have to do a great massage, right? Always the thing. And I never realized this until much later in life. My blind was, this, I swear to God, was, hey, I'll give you a massage. Like, all right, do you know how to go? Well, my uncle's a masseuse. And I swear to God,
my uncle is a masseuse.
Listen, I, in my head, I was going, well... Got a cool uncle. He teaches me the ways. But then it never connected me that I would have to have been the subject.
Right.
But every time the girl's like, oh, your uncle's a masseuse. Yeah, he taught me some secrets.
Yeah. He taught me some secrets.
It's of course, my uncle's a crazy alcoholic who lives in New York, and I love him to death, but he never was a masseuse. It wasn't until years later that they thought probably I was molested.
Oh, wow. They're like, oh, that poor Lowe's.
Yeah, never got to me, but worked a couple times.
Yeah.
I got my current wife from it.
Taught you a lot, huh, bro?
It did, yeah. Yes. My uncle's a masseuse.
There's a lot of the masseuse places now. There's stuff online or whatever, like an app where you can and they'll just come over to your house and
honestly, man, I think the highest level of living is this.
Yeah.
Number one, you have a trash that goes in a drawer and can be tucked away. That's when you know you're fancy.
Yeah,
right?
What?
Your trash is tucked away in a drawer. It's not sitting outside. It's actually, you open it, you throw it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how you know you're fancy. That's how I used to know. Number two.
Okay, well, I got that, so it must be fancy.
You're fancy. Yeah. Number two, personal masseuse.
Personal.
We're like, you know, every Wednesday, every other day, I guess.
Yeah.
That, to me, is high living. Third, driver.
Now, me, Carlos, I don't know about you, bro, but I've never had do I smell a bit? I've never had a professional massage.
Oh,
and let me tell you something. At one point in time, I went, there used to be a school, I think, locally, Florida Metropolitan or something like that. They used to do the student sessions that you could go in. And I went one time, and I was ready to disrobe, quote, unquote, and then the guy came out who was supposed to give me my massage.
Sir, this is a barbershop.
And it changed everything. Can you get male massages?
You can. You got. This is how you do it. I love massages. I used to get them all the time. And whenever there's an opportunity to get a massage, I don't care who it is. Because you know what happens? Girl, I don't care who it is. She can be big, short, fat, ugly, tall. I don't care. It's nice, whatever. Guy, you got to turn into athlete mode. Mm. And you got to be like, I'm a player in the NBA.
Yeah.
And this is a physical trainer.
Yeah.
And we're doing business here because I need to loosen myself for this game. So you switch mentality.
Nah, bro.
You don't really enjoy it.
I don't have that switch in my head, bro.
I
I finished after a guy giving me a massage. I'm like, all right, ready to get in the game. I'm ready. Oh, no, no, no.
Where did you finish?
When I'm finished with the guy. But if
I, you know what? When I did that, though, and it was a guy, and, yeah. he's like, okay, let me explain what we're going to do. Now, what you know, your muscle, because you've been working out a lot, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to milk all of the lactic acid out of your muscles. And just when he said that, I'm like, oh, God, you're not milking anything out of me, man.
Do not use the word milk.
I'm going to milk the lactic acid out of your muscles. I'm like, oh, God.
You punched him and ran out of those little curtains they hide you behind.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's what you get. I can't believe you've never had a professional massage. It shocks me when I hear people that say they've never. Actually, Angel. I don't think you have either, yes?
No, actually, I was telling you guys about it. I went to the spa.
That's what it was.
Up the Waterford, I forget the name of it. I'm sorry, guys. But I went up to the spa and up there in Waterford Lakes, and it was amazing. It changed my life. I did the massage, and I did the face massage.
Oh, yeah.
It'll change your life. Yeah,
female masseuse, Armando?
It was a lady.
Would you have been able to, if it was a female lady?
Yeah, dude, I ain't hung up on that.
I'm not trying to say that it insinuates anything, but it's just a level of comfort that I feel with.
Of all people, I do not have that comfort level with just random people touching me. This scenario going up to that spa up there in Waterford Lakes was amazing, and they were so comfortable and they're so inviting that it made me mad that I waited this long to do it, because this is the best kept secret going, and dudes that deny themselves this favor, you're missing out on a really cool part of life, because the extra comfort kind of thing that you can do from this will change you.
Now, Vince, if you go to a place that maybe is a little bit on the rundown side, and if the woman says, "Will you leave some money in the boot?" Just know that
that's a different experience.
Yeah. That's a different. Thing.
Oh boy! Yeah, that's
She takes her boot off and puts it on the table.
that's a completely different experience.
You can leave some money in the boot.
Yeah,
you know what's going on.
What kind of oil is this? Oh no, that's saliva.
It's going to be 58 minutes of pleasure, 1 minute of shame.
And the shame lasts.
Shame.
Forget that look.
Ding ding ding. Shame.
You want me to what?
All right, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
It's always 1977, when sex was the way it was meant to be. Empty and meaningless.
Call now, toll free, 888-978-1041. Real Radio.
104.1.
Hey, if you've got any situations you want us to handle a little bit later on in the show, you can always email me, russ@wtcast.com. That's russ@wtcast.com, and we can read those later on and give you all of our opinion if you got something that's happening. Also, you can text us at 77031. We're actually answering those texts. And if you've got Alexa, you can say, Alexa, play WTKS Orlando on iHeartRadio, and it'll play it for you any room you enter, which
it
is
works.
Very, very cool. It does work for sure.
It is really cool.
Also, too, we're getting a lot of hits. I got that mariachi band. This is from, last month or whatever, but a lot of people are checking that out on YouTube right now for some reason. And then all of the videos that I did with Vince Taylor at Earth Day Birthday are up, and they're getting a lot of hits, and people are sending me email, and they're enjoying them. You were a lot of fun out there,
yes.
Vince Taylor and Timmy Todd. Time was great too. If you got to check these videos out, they're really funny. It was us live out at Earth Day Birthday, which was a great time. Yes, Angel.
I'm just getting hit up a lot. The spa that I went to was Affinity Wellness and Med Spa up there in Waterford Lakes. They're great people over there. Go there and check them out.
Big okay. Monster, big Monster fans.
Absolutely.
Too.
Yes.
So a bunch of things that happened over the weekend. One of them is at least there's a part of this that's the good part of the story, and that's all the part I wanted to talk about. But man, 29-year-old man, partially naked. This guy's crazy anyway. Takes a gun and starts shooting at people in a Waffle House. Horribly, there were, I think, four people died. But the good, if there is a bright side to this, there was a hero that day that jumped in and did exactly what I wish I could definitively say, oh, I would do that, but I don't know that I would, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. This guy, I think it was Shaw. What was his last name?
It's Brian. No, I'm kidding.
That's it's not Brian Shaw. Player. That's an old basketball player from the Magic. No.
James Shaw Jr.
James Shaw Jr. And he grabbed the gun out of this guy's hand, and he got shot, got grazed by a bullet, and I guess when he grabbed the gun, it burned his hands pretty bad. But they say this guy is a real-life hero for sure, because many other people would have died if he didn't, if they didn't grab the gun from him.
Yeah, did you hear the quote, though? And this is, I mean, this is when, in those moments, when you're being, you know, 100% real, and you've experience that near-death moment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He says, look, I wasn't actually being heroic. I was being selfish.
Yeah.
I did this completely out of a selfish act. I was completely doing it just to save myself.
Wow. Yeah, well, he admits that.
He said, I've got a 4-year-old at home. I was doing this so I could see my 4-year-old. And he's like, I appreciate all the nice things you guys are saying, but I really was just doing it for me.
Wow. Yeah, and that's that happens. Honest. And that probably happens with the pilots and all that, too. I mean, they get all that credit, but they're really trying to save their lives and everybody else at the same time, but it's really selfish as well.
But you know what? It that's a nice thing to say, and that sounds like that is what somebody that would do something like that would say, because that's not true. There are people that are entirely selfish that don't have the balls to do that. That they would give anything to save the day, but they don't have what it takes in that moment. I know I have what it takes. The other day I was in a bodega, okay? And a half-naked bum walks in. Uh-huh. And he starts screaming, ah, God, and the community worker, please, sir. Please. And I was like, get out now, sir, uh-huh. or I will call the police. And he slowly walked out. It's the same thing.
All right.
This guy.
Which bodega was this? All
right. It was offering kissing me. It was over there. Okay, and the guy had a tank top on. He had pants and his shoes. He looked professional. But now, sir.
So this guy that is on the run now, the shooter, they said he was arrested once before by the Secret Service.
This guy's got a huge track record of mental illness.
Yeah, he went to the White House, and I guess the Secret Service, they took his guns away. The state of Illinois seized all four of his weapons, and here's the stupid part. They gave the weapons to his dad and said he's not allowed to have his guns. The dad goes, he's okay now, gives the guns back to the son, mm-hmm. and now he's shot and killed four people.
Well, I hope the dad goes to jail forever.
They're saying that they don't know for sure if there's going to be charges placed on the father, but I mean, I think there should be.
It's called accomplice. It's called an accomplice to murder, man. It's accomplice. If you know your son is not allowed to have guns, and if you were his girlfriend and you got him the guns, it's an accomplice, man. That guy should burn. Stupid ass.
It's not clear if the dad should will face charges or not, but they said the guy still has two guns on him. Now, here's what he did. He shot these people. This other dude took the gun away from him and threw it over the counter, they said. He had no pants on, so he ran home, went into his apartment, put his pants on, and now they're looking for this guy who's legitimately mentally ill.
So the guy they're looking for, just to give you a quick rundown, some of the other things that he's done. He was able to break the perimeter and see White House security and asked, had a very specific request. He wanted to meet the president. The second time.
Absolutely, right this way.
Yeah, he was told the Secret Service officer that he's a sovereign citizen and he had the right to inspect the grounds. He also felt like Taylor Swift was stalking him.
Well, who hasn't thought that?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of this dude in the news a couple times.
I wonder why the father would say, hey, it's okay to take the guns
because
back.
Because he's a horrible father, and he's a horrible parent. And there are horrible parents that make stupid decisions because they're lazy and stupid.
Yeah.
And they create horrible kids. Whoa. Because this is what, I mean, you're handing back guns to a kid that's been literally banned to have guns by the state.
And why would the state of Illinois, they said the state of Illinois, they took the four weapons from this guy who's obviously off his nut, okay? They eventually gave the guns back to the father, and then the father admitted that he gave them back to his son.
Because it's illegal to take away guns from somebody, Russ.
I was about to say, it's Second Amendment, right?
Yeah, it's illegal. There are laws in place that don't allow you to take away guns from mentally handicapped people. That's what they're fighting on the legislation on a floor right now. For mentally handicapped people who have severe issues like this guy to not let them purchase guns. Right now, that guy could walk right back into a place
same
and purchase it.
Man, so he, so the father knows that I gave him his guns back, and he went and killed four people with
them. Yep, you're going to jail, buddy.
That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. The worst part about it is now they're considering arming everybody at Waffle House.
yeah, exactly.
To make sure that everybody's completely prepared for this type of incident to happen.
I guess it killed a couple people in the parking lot of the Waffle House, and then there was a shooting at the Waffle House itself. But yeah, this guy, Shaw, complete hero. I guess they had the police department was there, and the guys from the police department said, look, in life, you don't meet too many heroes. Sir, you are a hero. And he kept saying, no, listen, I was this just
self-preservation.
That's what I was going for. preservation. Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. I mean, he's not only a hero. He went up to a guy with a gun. A naked guy.
Yeah. A naked guy with a gun.
Naked, just hanging, just like that. Enough is just enough to scare me out, freak me out, have me just run to the bathroom.
God, I want to think I would do it.
I so want to think I would do it, too.
You know,
but to sit here and say for sure that you would be disingenuous. You don't know how you would react in that situation.
I think I do, though, Russ, because I've played enough of first-person games where I have to decide either X or Y. X or Y.
Right.
X allows me L1. To escape, or L1, or Y allows me to be the hero and save the young little girl from the zombie. And guess what I do? Y, because it's who I am.
In my mind, I always think, what would Batman do? And I think I would do what Batman would do. I think.
Yeah.
I hope so.
What exactly is that?
Oh, exactly what this guy did. I would tackle him, but I would just beat him. I'd just keep beating and beating. You'd still have to be pulling me off.
I think the hard part is like strategizing, like, okay now. Because I don't know whenever the right time's going to come. He has to turn his back, or you have to tackle him or something. And also,
because he got grazed by a bullet. I mean, so the guy shot at him.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Like his arm, you know, you could see the bullet.
Oh, that's the best scenario ever for you. Hopefully, you know, nobody dies, but you get grazed by a bullet, little bit of injury.
And the world's calling you a hero.
And the world's calling you a hero, and you're like, no, it's just who I am. I don't need that. And they're like, give me free Wendy's nuggets or something. Get something out of it.
Oh, he's hooked up at Waffle House forever.
Oh, best believe, lifetime Waffle House. It is going down.
Everything's getting smothered and chunked.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This is really close to home for me, so it really freaks me out.
Well, God bless the guy for having the balls.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, we're sitting here and we're thinking now, this is what I would do. Thinking I would do it. This guy didn't think.
Right.
He reacted. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. If you have that gear in you.
Well, I think that it's real easy after these things happen to imagine yourself in the situation at the time, but you don't know what's happening.
I've done Call of Duty a million times.
Exactly.
I think I would kick the door down.
I've tried to run. I've tried to be a coward in that game, and I only become valiant. It depends on where I was in the meal. If I hadn't eaten yet, and I'm about to take that first bite of steak, and I'm going after him like a crazy maniac. If I'm done with my meal, I'm slowly sliding down my chair,
unbuttoning the pants,
and laying on the ground. And acting dead.
Yeah, yeah. If I had my waffles, it means my belly's full. I probably ain't gonna jump up.
Absolutely.
You shoot it, your belly rips open, and there's nothing but waffles.
Waffle Man. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up here in a couple minutes. All you do is text the word you're about to hear, the keyword, to 200-200, and you could win $1,000. Good luck. We'd love to see you do it. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we got Deborah Roberts will bring us the real news. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
Good luck. Hey, welcome out to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. Hey, Angel, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, I have heard it, but I'm pretty sure. Did Jeff Howell just not do a commercial? And in the commercial, he reads it and he says, "Mention my name and you'll get 10% off or whatever." But he never says it's Jeff Howe.
Oh, let me hear it. Can you please replay this? I didn't hear this. I love Jeff Howe reading commercials because it's so uncomfortable.
Let me find it real quick.
He is the worst reader. He's a great man.
I believe
but he can't read.
He does. He promotes this Bike Fest thing and he says, "Mention my name." Oh. And he never says, "My name, Jeff Howe." He's like "Mention my name." But you gotta.
You hear that. You know who it is.
Well, we know, but not everybody listening knows.
Here we go.
Hold on, let's see if he says his name.
Jeff Howell here to tell you.
Oh, he did.
This is the very beginning.
This is the very beginning. Okay.
Eustis Music Festival, Headliner Blackfoot, Rocket Fly, Crash Rocket, Speed Limit 70, and the Fat City Band. April 26th and 27th during the Leesburg Bike Fest. Mention my name and receive a free patch while supplies last. Visit Eustis.org.
Okay.
He said Eustis, great people out in Eustis. Go to that music festival.
He said it at the very, very beginning. I didn't hear that, but I thought he was doing a plug and ended up forgetting to say his name.
Jeff is very, you should see him when he reads, he gets nervous.
Oh, he gets so.
He's like, okay, so if it's Eustis, right? No, it's Eustis. All right. Hey, it's Jeff. Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Okay. Hey, it's Jeff Howe. Oh, God damn it. Don't. All
right. Yeah, I detect at least 16 takes in that take right there.
Oh, God. He's funny.
He's the best. I love Jeff. Did he come in last week, Jeff?
Yeah.
How's Jeff?
Yeah, he was here. And you know who we had last week? Oh, you missed him. I know you love the guy, but it was a lot of fun. Bill Bellamy was here.
Oh, damn. Were you here?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Did you hang out with him?
A little. We spoke. We didn't really get to hang out because I was pre-gaming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he did invite me out for ball, and I immediately said no because I look like I play ball, but I'm pretty terrible.
Oh, he asked you to come play basketball.
He did ask me to come play basketball.
He never asked me.
He never asked you. He chose basketball. He could have asked me to go play, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because he didn't ask me to go play basketball with him.
Yeah, that is interesting.
He asked you.
I don't know what this is. What do you think it is, Russ? You think it's because I'm just tall?
Because you're tall.
It's the tallness, right?
Yeah, it's
probably the lengthiness.
Hold on, Angel is actually played basketball for a Puerto Rican profession. Did he ask you to play basketball?
Yeah, I played with Bill before.
Oh, damn!
I played with Bill the last couple times he's been in town.
Damn. Exactly. Damn. See, it's a tall man's game, guys. Get on the boo.
Why didn't he ask me?
And me, that's my favorite game in the world. Like I look exactly like a basketball player.
No,
everything about me says basketball.
Not at all.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe it says pizza.
So maybe Russ, if you had your seat up as high as you did earlier, maybe he would have.
That's true. Maybe.
Holy smokes, dude! It seems like every break the seat's higher.
Well, I can't see you.
I know.
Russ is like
you're standing down. You're standing on the seat.
I'm standing now. When I sit down, I can't see you.
I think
that's in the way. Right there for the.
I don't know anything true, but
I mean, is this the most brown people you've been around in a minute?
No,
Carlos ain't brown.
Wow, it's actually
brown by proxy.
Yeah, exactly. He's whiter than me.
He's off white.
If Angel was sitting right here, it'd be like one cream in your coffee, two cream in your coffee, no cream.
This is dope. Russ is out numbers. I'm loving this, yo. I'm loving it.
Nah, man. Russ has hemorrhoids. That's why he's moving it.
No,
I know. It's like at the wick office.
I can't see the hemorrhoid shuffle. I know. I've lived the hemorrhoid shuffle. No. And that's a back and forth stand up. Back and forth stand up.
It's hollering at you.
Exactly. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
The chair twerk.
Yes.
So, what were you saying?
I don't have hemorrhoids. I don't take boner pills. And I wanted to play basketball with Bill Bellamy.
No. I wonder. He plays basketball. Where does he take you? Where do you go?
I think he goes to RDV.
Oh, man.
RDV Sports Complex 1 year. Other time, there's a facility right close to the iDrive that they have a gym. One of the gymnasiums there has a basketball court.
How'd you fare, man? How'd you fare?
It was good, dude. Yeah. We, you know, 5-on-5.
Foul.
There's
foul
a heavy.
No, not at all. No, Bill can play.
He can ball.
Oh, he can run,
ball.
Yeah.
I invited him to my set, but I play with middle schoolers. it's a nine-foot goal.
Shout out to the Hurricanes.
They can barely dunk it, and I'm dunking like Kemp in the 90s.
So when he asked you to play, Vince, and he said, let's go play, you automatically you said yes, but you really didn't want to go because you can't play that well.
Exactly. So, and I didn't want to be known in Urban Universe as the black guy in Orlando.
Instantly, because part of Bill Bellamy said, "Yo, I was in Orlando.
Yeah,
I invited this dude to play ball. Oh my God!
Hey, black people in Orlando can't play basketball.
I didn't want to be. I don't need that much pressure on me.
So if you would have told him, look, I don't play so well. Would he? Would he look at you differently?
Oh, it don't matter. I called him Saturday, told him I tore my ACL the night before.
I didn't need that type of pressure, man. It was already bad enough that he had that. I was like, man, come on, man. Don't be the black guy basketball thing.
I was dunking on like three white people, and they undercut me, and I ripped my ACL.
I only got the one good one.
I'm recovering as we speak.
Next time. You don't watch The Office, Russ, but there's a great episode of The Office when they pick teams to play basketball, and Steve Carell's character picks. He's like, I pick the white guy immediately. and Jose, one of the guys, the worst. One of the other guys, I think his name is Jose, comes up like, hey, would you want to pick me? He goes, no, we're not playing baseball. Okay. Oh, God. And he was horrible. Clash shout out to The Office. But Vince, you're an okay baller. I think I remember playing with you.
I used to play for Indian Trails.
Yeah, you were a football guy.
I was more of a football and track and weightlifting. Weightlifting was my thing back at Lyman, bro. We used to go over there, Coach Yappo, all of us, man. We had a good time.
But it's not like you get together and go weightlifting with a guy.
Yeah, you do. Okay. Well, in fact, after the show, me, Los, and Angel, everybody but you, we're going to hit the gym, and we're going to go ahead and get swole on.
We're doing boner push-ups.
Yeah.
I can only do one.
Yeah.
Shout out to the D.
I wish, it sucks so bad to not be good at basketball, but at one point in time, I just had to just sink, just let it happen.
You just accepted it.
Do you know what? I was so bad at one thing. I was really, really bad, and I wanted to be able to play with everyone, so I actually took basketball lessons from a guy that was teaching Shaquille O'Neal how to do free throws.
All the people to take lessons from, that's the last guy you want to take.
Yeah, I know. But his name was Buzz Brayman. He was called the Shot Doctor.
Trademarked.
I actually met him doing the show, and in like for $70 an hour or whatever, they could teach you like you shoot a basketball. So I started going to this guy, and when I went to him, no one had heard, or at least I had not heard of Shaquille O'Neal before. It was the year that he was drafted, and here's this young kid from LSU so I would do my practice with this guy, with Buzz Brayman, and goes, yeah, my big client's coming next, and it was Shaquille O'Neal. So we'd pass each other as like I would be doing my free throws things, and then here's Shaq, and he was worse than me.
And he would go back to Dennis Scott and be like,
you'll never believe it, but me and Butterbean got the same free throw coach.
And then one
time, awesome guy, real strong.
I'm with Buzz Brayman, Charles Barkley shows up.
I remember you saying that.
Charles Barkley, and I got to meet Charles Barkley. This was like way when we first started the show. This was early
90s.
It was 93, 94. Yeah. And that's when Shaq came by. And so I could sit there and watch him practice some free throws. And man, he was bad.
He was bad,
way back then. He had just come from LSU, and he had not played for the Magic yet. And people were telling me, this guy's going to be a big deal. I'm like, really? You can't shoot a basketball. Yeah.
Shaq always hit him when they count, though. Yeah. It was crazy. If you look back in his career, man, that guy would brick left and right. But when it came down to it, the guy would hit his freaking shot.
I did this. This is a true story, Vince, just so you know how crazy I am. So I did this class with this guy, Buzz Brayman, and he had me where I was hitting like almost everything. For whatever reason, when I was with this guy and he was telling me what to do, I was hitting like everything I was throwing. So I was convinced if I worked hard enough, I could play for the Orlando Magic. I was convinced.
Damn. I believe that is the case today.
You might be able to score a six-man position right now.
You think so? Yeah.
You and everybody else at Lake Howell, the Silverhawks, shout out to y'all. The thing that's most embarrassing about me, Russ, is that I'm terrible at basketball, but I'm 6'2". I'm not terrible. I can probably beat the average elementary school attendant. But my brother and my sister are both basketball fanatics.
Oh, really?
My sister Sarah is a coach at Rollins College for the women's basketball team. My brother Woody is the assistant coach at Bethune-Cookman University. They went to college off of full athletic scholarships for basketball.
What the hell happened to you?
But here I am. I've got the most points, on my bit for sitting here on the couch and playing Call of Duty all day.
Damn, I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah, bro, they're big, bro. I went for academics, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big nerd, big geek. That's why I'm more of a comic book
guy. That's what you say when you can't play basketball. I like you a lot, but we know.
I'm sorry, bro. Listen, I might not can dunk on you, but if you need some deductions or something like that, then holler.
But I am going to have you do my taxes.
Yeah.
You said your brother is the coach at Rollins College?
No, my sister is assistant coach at Rollins College, Sarah Taylor. And my brother, shout out to my brother Woody. He's out there at Bethune-Cookman in Daytona. He is assistant coach at Bethune-Cookman University. These are important folks.
She must know then Dr. Butch's daughters, because they play for Rollins College.
Yeah.
I actually saw. I ran into Dr. Bush. Shout out to Dr.
He's
Bush.
A man.
Very fashionable.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Dr. Yeah. Bush is the man.
He
yeah.
needs his own fashion show. Yeah. He needs a reality show. That guy
smooth
right there.
Brother.
Very smooth. But I happen to run into him and his fashionable son as well. I think it runs in the family. It's genetic. And yeah, he had a good time. You know, there's a lot of folks that come out to Rollins. Rollins is a shout out to Rollins.
I miss Dr. Bush. Shout out to Dr. Bush.
I actually reached out to him a couple weeks ago, and he happened to be in Wisconsin, where he has a practice there. And he flies back here every once in a while to see his daughters play basketball at Rollins College. Mm-hmm. And I told him we got a hook up. I forget. There was something going on that I knew he could talk about, and I forget what it was. So health, it was health wise or whatever. But we said,
I know there was a story because you were calling him, and he was actually
it was somebody who died
going right into surgery or something like that.
It was somebody who died who he knew very well.
Yeah,
what was
and
that?
And it was somebody, somebody he knew.
He was going into surgery at the time. But yeah, shout out to Dr. Butch Rosser, who's still keeping in touch with him. He just if people ask me what happened to him, there's a hospital in Wisconsin that hired him, and he spent a lot of time there, and he flies back here to see the kids play basketball out at Rollins every once in a while.
Yeah, very good. Just smiley.
He's great.
He has a contagious smile. You see him and just want to smile, you know?
He's a great guy. All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning. For what the hell is Angel listening to? It's
actually this Friday.
This coming Friday,
This anniversary party. We're going to be going down at Persimmon Hollow Brewery.
Nice.
And I'll be doing the show live from there from 10 to 12. We'll actually be on premise by 9 o'clock. Definitely come hang out.
So that's the one-year anniversary for Angel's show, What the Hell is Angel Listening to?
Yeah.
It's this coming Friday from 10 until midnight at Persimmon Hollow. Now, where is that located?
D-Land.
In DeLand.
Hell yeah.
Right. We went there, right?
We did go there.
The bus.
That was one of the stops on the first brew bus. Absolutely.
Very nice. So, man, and DeLand will show up. They'll show up. And that's a really nice place.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool stuff right there. And that's that downtown little cool part of DeLand, you know? So it'll be fun.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations. One of the best damn shows on the radio. I'm trying to listen to it every week.
Yeah, it's great. It's What the Hell is Angel Listening to, and it's been around for a year. That's cool. Hey, welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins along with, we got Angel and Carlos and Vince Taylor all here today. And Vince Taylor went out and enjoyed. I tried to take the video that you had of you going up in the helicopter, trying to put it on the YouTube channel. But when it goes on Facebook, I can never figure out how to get it out.
Yeah.
To put it to.
It has to be ripped, and I could probably rip it and get it to you. But yeah, I went live with it because I wanted it to be an authentic experience. I didn't want it to be any way, shape, or form modified. And yeah, I
was watching. It was really funny though, because you got the monster logo on your chest because you got the paint thing done.
Oh, I still got it on my chest. Oh, I haven't showered since Saturday.
Oh
no,
dirty,
this is real. But don't worry, I got pretty extra deodorant. I got reodorant, reodorant.
It is
authentically here. Let me go ahead and show you,
Carlos. What was funny was is that they did it, and the lady goes, "Hey, now do you want to put glitter on?" And before he could say anything, I'm like, "Yes, glitter, yes, glitter."
Make it off the nipples. Let them glitter.
My goodness,
sparkle them.
Glittered him up. It was
lucky they didn't have bedazzling.
Oh my goodness. And I for once know what it feels like, ladies, to have to go amongst the crowds and say, "Listen, guys, my eyes are up here."
Objectified.
Oh my goodness, because yes, the breasts were hanging out, and I'm not gonna lie, and for those of y'all that are gonna watch whatever YouTube videos these are, they are real. Yes, they 100% authentic. No additional nothing. But it was kind of weird to be objectified, if you will, that
so
day.
Now that you've gone to Earth Day Birthday and you saw it was just a great experience. Everybody was cool. Now we got to go one step beyond, okay?
Uh-oh.
And this
one step
beyond. And this is the very final concert It says here, and of course, you know, a lot of times people say it's the last show and then they continue on. But September the 2nd in Jacksonville, Florida, says will be the very last time you'll see Lynyrd Skynyrd on stage.
Damn.
It's the, and they're gonna end their kind of end their run right where they started in Jacksonville.
That's fitting.
And for this big show, it's gonna be Lynyrd Skynyrd, obviously headlining, Kid Rock and Jason Aldean.
That sounds like a mosh pit.
This'll be a
good concert.
You think so?
Yeah, sure. I mean, last time for Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's classic.
I will admit, I know nothing about Lynyrd Skynyrd other than the flag they fly.
Sweet Home Alabama. They are all about the rebel flag. What year do you think Lynyrd Skynyrd started?
69?
Not 69, 70? Before that.
Oh, well, I guess I'm out the running because I was going to the 70s.
It's 1964.
Is that right?
It's when Lynyrd Skynyrd started, yeah. And they're saying it'll be their final concert. It's going to be in Jacksonville, and it's at, let's see here, Everbank Field. Do you know where that is, Angel? Everbank Field?
No, but I know what this is.
Yeah.
Skynyrd!
Horns and Skynyrd?
Hell yeah! They're the Southern Rock!
They're the Chicago of Jacksonville.
I do like some Southern Rock.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, I like this.
So I wonder how many people will be at the...
All of Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean,
it's where the Jag... Oh, it's the stadium where the Jaguars play.
That makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, it says here that they believe it's going to be a sellout. It's the very last Skynyrd concert. What do you think is the last song they'll do? It's got to be Freebird, right?
Sure.
That's what you do up front. This is the last song you do.
No, I mean, this is a goodie, and you got to do give me three steps.
Every time I hear this, I crack open a Busch Light.
But people have been yelling Freebird at concerts since 60, you know. Since the 70s, I mean, that's the one song gets requested more than anything else. Freebird!
If you close out with that song, that's your set. Because they could do an extended rendition of that song that lasts 45 minutes, and people would be loving it.
People might take their lives during that. Like, it might be a plan, like I always said. I'd take the last song that Skynyrd plays is the last thing I hear.
I think it's kind of fitting though that they begin in Jacksonville, they end it in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's fitting. How could you not boogie to this?
I'll show you how not to.
Oh wow!
Sweet Home Alabama, right?
I've heard Sweet Home Alabama on various movie soundtracks, but I don't even know if I should say this out loud.
Uh-oh.
Freebird. I don't know if I'm familiar with it.
Oh, you don't know Freebird?
You probably will not know. I didn't know what that. Well, here it is. It's a 17-minute song, Vince.
It is way long.
And here's the thing.
And for whatever,
I don't know if you gentlemen are aware of the Freebird rule. But when you start Freebird, you don't stop Freebird.
Nope.
You hear all 17 minutes of it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Can you play it double time? Or
this song will make you cry.
Now, here's what happens. It speeds up after the slow part, and it speeds up, and it goes so quick. It just basically guitar solos. You'll know this part. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Many beer commercials.
Oh, okay. All right. So I know it by sound, not by name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I dig it.
But if you fast forward to the fast part, it's pretty cool.
Probably top 10 most famous rock and roll songs of all time.
Okay, I can dig it.
If for whatever reason...
I leave here tomorrow.
Four trucks.
Right? How many commercials?
This song has a Hemi in it.
Yeah.
This has to be the last song they ever do. It's got to be Freebird.
Yeah, people...
If I leave here tomorrow, will you still remember me?
Come on. Leave
here tomorrow. Turn it off, man.
It's September 2nd. Man, I might have to go to that.
Man. There's a
Freebird!
I'm sure there's a lot of cigarettes rolled up on front porches.
Oh, hell yeah.
On rocking chairs.
People love them, man. In the South, people love some Skinner.
Oh, I believe it.
A lot of setups for, you know, moonshine distilleries.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This has been in the background.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Kid Rock does an incredible show. Yeah. And Jason Aldean is one of the biggest acts right now in country music. That's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
I may have to crash that one.
All right, we're in. You'll go with me.
With more protection. I don't know if I'm... I may have to wear three or four layers.
You know what? I tell you what. After the experience we had at Earth Day Birthday, I'll bet if we went to the very last Skinner show, it would be the same thing. Everybody would be cool as hell. Yeah.
Why am I not getting that vibe?
Yeah.
Well, it's the rebel flag thing. There's a lot of rebel flags. But
it's my heritage. It's not old.
Just like that guy that waved to you that had the rebel flag shirt on.
Oh, yeah. I'm being cool, Vince. You know, if I wanted to break into Militant, Vince, you know, I would have been to the car and got my
Black
Panther.
Do you know what that flag represents?
Yeah, I could have broken out. I do Petite Flag history, too, but it's cool. I'm all about fun. I'm all about new experiences. I never want to judge something by not actually experiencing itself, so I'm down, man. Let's do it.
I think they're about to turn it out. This is where it gets fast.
Turn it.
Let's see.
Oh, no, we have another stanza.
15 more minutes of slow. All right. Well, you're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
I'm not kidding. We're not stopping. It's going. This song through the commercial break.
Like you said, you got to keep playing Freebird if it starts.
This song lasts a lot longer than me.
And you know what? We got to talk about this a little bit later because you're right. He asked in the break, Vince looked at Carlos and I said, now listen, you know how there are certain like types of rap?
Right. And there's trap, there's mumble, there's conscious, there's backpack, there's pop.
And you said, are there different types of rock? And I'm like, oh, God, is there? This is Southern rock. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. I was writing them down, and that's like the list.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Different types of rock. And we'll
okay.
Damn, Russ has a whole notepad.
We'll spend some knowledge on that.
And the top one says crack rock. I think we want to try that one. I see how that is.
The first one I get is Southern rock. There's a bunch. We'll talk about it in a minute. But now it's time for Carlos. Take it to the top.
Let's go.
With a little Freebird.
Hell yeah. Good morning, everybody. Hello, I am Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take it to the top, make it think, make it laugh, whatever it may be. Organ, please. And today is no different. Today is a wonderful day, and I'm so glad to be back. And thank you for the nice messages and the candies and the flowers.
You got candies?
Oh, my God. I had personal messengers. I had a plane. Somebody flew over. Where are you, Carlos? I was hustling, grinding, doing my thing, working with some really cool people and working with some really big companies that I can't even tell you about, but much appreciated. Everybody who I saw out there who came up and said hello, thank you for saying hello. It's really new tonight. They're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, I'm doing the same thing you are, working. But it's a great day. And for those who follow me on social media, thank you. It's To The Top Carlos on Instagram, on Twitter. And we mentioned it a little bit earlier in the show, and I feel like I have a little bit of responsibility to inform the listeners because I have involved them with the whole with my Nala scenario, which Nala is my bulldog, who just recently passed. And she'd been sick for a while.
Yeah.
It was about 2 months and a half of essentially dog hospice.
And okay? you were able to extend her life a little bit with that that cannabis.
CBD oil. It's a freaking miracle drug. It's a cannabis-based oil that is legally sold here in Florida. It will be very legal throughout the whole country. It should be legal. It's a miracle drug that I think helped extend my dog's life. primarily from swelling, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of anything. When you get sick, the swelling, the inflammation is what kind of hurts you. And CBD oil has just been shown to really reduce inflammation. So if you have an old dog out there or you yourself have issues, I don't sell it. I wish I made money from it. I wish I had some sort of sponsor. But this is just me doing a lot of tests with this wonderful drug. Anyway, man, I tell you guys, I really never thought that an animal knew it was dying. And in all honesty, I thought once the diagnosis happened with my dog, I was like, well, it's going to happen pretty quickly because they don't know. They don't know.
They don't know what's going on.
And, man, they have a fight within them that they I don't know if it's things in their body telling them, but you could see it. My dog fought for her life and fought to stay with us. It was really more for us. She was ready to go. She wasn't in so much pain that we were holding her back and keeping her just for there. But we used this amazing service called Lap of Love, where, you know, back in the day, I'm 37, and if you grew up in the 80s or the 70s or the 90s even, when your dog got sick and you're a kid, you came home, the dog's gone.
Gone.
You didn't have a say in it. You didn't talk about it. I guess you were a really progressive parent or whatever, but I know I didn't. I know Sandy, the German Shepherd we have, went to live on a rabbit farm. And I asked my dad, what's a rabbit farm? And he's like, oh, it's a farm with many rabbits. It's beautiful. I swear to God, my dad said that to me. And I was like, okay.
Sounds nice.
I didn't know.
I want to go. Can I go?
Yeah. Seems legit.
And I swear, years later, 5 years later, I mean, longer than that, I go to my dad. I think it was during Thanksgiving. I was like, where was that rabbit farm? And he said Sandy to me. He goes, no, we don't make no sense. We burn a slave, you stupid. And this service, they come over. The vet comes to your house, administers this, you know, the stuff that allows them to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just saying this. We were given 2 months. Motivational minute is this. We don't know when we're going to die. It's crazy. With every expiration date and every warning system and every tracking system that we have in this world, we really don't know when we're going to die. And when you talk to people who have been given a death sentence,
yeah,
they usually say, that's the first time I felt alive. Because they go, oh, I have this finite amount of time to live. A month, 2 months, 3 months. We all don't know what that time is.
Yeah.
The only thing you have is now. Now. Live what you have to do now.
I got to say, spending that day with Vince Taylor, I thought to myself, man, everybody should live their life like Vince is living it right now.
Yes,
he was experiencing everything. He got painted. He rode the helicopter. He talked to everybody he could. He hugged people. He high-fived people. I'm like, damn, that's how you... And you were just doing it for fun.
Just for fun, man.
It wasn't a bet.
No.
You just... And man, everyone should live their life the way you did. And
absolutely.
It's what you're saying.
Yes,
you know?
Russ Rollins, absolutely, man. Life is about perspective. Life is about perspective, okay? Everybody's got something going on in their life.
Yeah.
You may look at somebody on social media, well, if I was Angel, hot DJ, tall man, I would have no problems. Guess what? Angel got some problems.
Yes.
I got some problems. Vince got some problems, but it doesn't allow me.
Not me. I'm fine.
Wow.
Asian, what type of muscle bone porn?
But we sit around too often. I do it from time to time going, well, if this was in my life, I would then be happy.
Oh, yes.
If this happened in my life, then I could move on. That's never going to happen.
Wow.
Change the perspective on what's going on in your life right now. Use it as a positive. That's what I did with Nala. We're looking at it. Our poor baby's gone. But you know what? That was the time we spent. And a new chapter has been created. A new chapter to be excited about, to be re-energized. And if that's you in a relationship, you just broke up and you can't believe it. Oh, my God, you thought you were going to be together. It's a new chapter. Time to change your life around.
Yep.
And I hope that infuses everybody. Life is so damn short, man.
Yes.
These poor people were sitting in a, I almost cursed, Waffle House.
I know, man. Just get them some covered, smothered, and chunks.
Exactly. Right. They're just talking in the parking lot about the night that they had. And a coward, idiot, psycho man takes them out. They were probably tripping about their bills. They were probably tripping about, oh, that work situation. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm talking to myself here too, man. I'm not just trying to sit on some soapbox and talk about things. We just need to live our best life right now.
You're trying to motivate yourself.
Hell yeah. It's always a little bit. I'd never want anybody to think that all the things that I'm saying I've mastered or done. Hell no. Jesus Christ, look at my life. You can figure out that I didn't. But I'm working at it. And every single day I'm trying to work at it. And if I can connect with some people out there, you know, that's what it's about. So, man. Didn't know I was going to do all that, but hey, hope it connected.
It was on your heart.
Exactly. It was on my heart. You're right. You're right, Vince. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the box office.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit more awesome, really. I mean, this is... I love stories like this. Yeah. John Krasinski, who plays Jim from The Office, love the character, love his whole kind of attitude towards life and his family and everything. Well, he puts out this little horror film called The Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And it is blowing up. It's actually the second highest grossing film of 2018.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, already, yeah.
Yeah, already. And so A Quiet Place takes over Rampage's spot with an estimated $22 million. Russ, did you see A Quiet Place?
I did not. I wanted to see that, but then also I know that The Rock's movie came out.
Yeah.
And between the two, I probably would have gone to see The Rock's movie, but The Quiet Place, I guess, is doing very well.
It's doing really well. And we'll talk about Rampage here in a second, but with $22 million, A Quiet Place topped the weekend in its domestic cum climbs to $132 million. I think it had a $10 million budget.
Woo!
So that's crushing right now. And internationally, it's also doing very, very well. About a film that's basically a silent film.
About a quiet place.
Yeah, yes.
But there's a scene in it that I guess is supposed to be like an incredible scene. I won't give it away. People freak out. But I know they've talked about it on television before. But yeah, it looks like it's really, really a cool movie.
Yeah, and then you mentioned the other film that, look, man, I don't care what you say. The Rock, one of my mentors. That guy, I don't know how he does it. I don't know. I think, honestly, like Saddam Hussein, he had some body doubles. I think there's another beautiful rock man running around this world because there's no way he can do everything he's
doing.
Have
you seen his stunt double?
No,
they did a piece on the stunt double that works basically all the Rock films.
Yeah.
So that's probably how he's in.
I think you're right, Angel.
Because the guy is just shredded. It looked like if you didn't know anybody, like, oh, that's The Rock.
Yeah.
You know?
And The Rock also did something else this weekend that's making news.
With the girl?
Hey, Minnesota. Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, got it. Okay. So I love this. I'm a huge Rock fan. I follow him around with whatever he does. And there's a young lady who basically asked Rock to go to prom. And you could see her. She was very sweet. She didn't seem like she had this huge extroverted personality. It looked like it took a lot of her to do it. Well, I don't know how The Rock does it unless he has bounty hunters on social media just literally finding his name in different things. Well, he's like, look, I can't be there for you because I'm shooting my new film, Jungle Cruise in Hawaii. It's going to be amazing. But I want to tell you something, little sis, little girl, you are amazing. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to rent out Rampage Theater in your neighborhood, and you're going to invite you and all your friends, and I'm paying for it all. The bald, beautiful bastard I am, I'm paying for it all. And that's what he did. He straight up rented out a theater.
Rented the movie theater, all of her friends, and all on The Rock. It promotes the film he's filming now. It promotes the one that's out now, and everybody's like, we love you, Rock.
Yes.
I mean, dude, he's no dummy.
Good for the brand.
Yes, on all levels. And Rampage, yes, a new Warner Brothers film.
Carlos.
Yes, sir.
When's it going to happen?
When's
the turn? Because you know America can't love somebody for too long.
I know.
They got to find something to tear him down. You know what's going to happen. What is going to happen that's going to make everybody turn on The Rock for a year or two?
Honestly, dude, I hate even thinking about it, but usually it is their own undoing.
Yeah.
And a video surfaces of him with like Tristan Thompson in a club rubbing his face in the boobs and a Kim Kardashian lookalike.
They'd still love him for that.
It would literally take him beating up Steven Spielberg, okay, burning a Tupac city, having my family ransom. Like, literally, look, I have Megan and Lennon, and you have to give me what. And even then, I'd be like, ugh.
Look, he made G.I. Joe Retaliation, and we still love him.
Jumanji, though.
He made
G.I. Joe Retaliation, and we still love him.
It won't be a movie, mate. It'll be something.
What
that,
is it,
Russ? I don't know.
I don't
want to
know.
He did the Tooth Fairy. We still love him.
I know. We got video of The Rock picking his nose and putting it under a table.
Everybody's like, that's a cool thing to do. Yeah, of course.
He did Get Smart.
Yes.
And we still love him.
Vince, what is it?
It won't be a movie. It'll be something. something that, and everybody, oh, I can't believe Rock did that.
No, no.
What do you think it'll be?
We're going to find out that he's not the nice guy we think he is.
No.
It's going to be something stupid that one of his hairdressers or makeup artists says something like,
well, Vin Diesel already doesn't like him, and those two are fighting.
Well, yeah, him and Tyrese had that little battle where he pretty much just put Tyrese's whole CD on blast, and I never heard the Rock curse, but it was hilarious. Uh-huh. Like, he probably should have dropped a few notches, but it didn't.
It's actually a funny, it looks like a, what do they call that, a promo, when they cut a promo?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cutting a promo. Yeah,
it looks like he's doing that about Tyrese's CD. It is delicious.
Was it recent or not?
Yeah, this
it's,
is.
It's a few months back.
A few months ago, yeah, when they were beefing.
He rips into him straight old school WWE style.
And I can't get those 30 minutes back of my life ever again.
And what we forget is when it comes to wrestling, The Rock was one of the, in the top five of the best
ever
smack talkers. Oh. He's right up there with Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair and Macho Man. Like he's one of the, and Stone Cold, the best talkers in the business.
Yeah, now look, Rampage goes on to make $21 million this week. And now you think, oh, okay, domestically it's only made 66.
What kind of reviews is it getting?
It's getting good reviews. It's actually getting the best video game movie reviews ever.
It doesn't matter what kind of reviews it's getting.
You said, damn it, Angels. Damn it.
It doesn't matter, Russ Rollins, what these reviews are. The fact of the matter is Rampage is the greatest video game movie of all time. And I've seen Mortal Kombat. I've seen Tomb Raider. And I'm telling you right now, if you smell what The Rock is putting out in theaters.
Yeah, The Rock is, it made $21 million. And it's made 66. But he's like, domestic, that's cute. He's like, oh, here in country, that's cute. I go to China, I'm bigger than freaking Godzilla, man.
Oh, and look, in China, I mean, basically, that's King Kong versus Godzilla.
There you go.
That movie, Rampage, it's got a reptile, and it's got, you know, a flying wolf, it's got, you know, King Kong.
So, he goes into the internationally, and the film adds another $57 million, so it's up to $283 million already. He's still doing Instagram videos. He's showing up by premieres. I don't know how he does it. On top of that, I check his Instagram today. He's already promoting his next movie, Skyscraper. And I'm like, I'm ready for it. I haven't even seen this
one. Yeah. This could be the one. Yes. I mean, Die Hard with one leg.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I love the fact they give him one leg, though. It's like, listen, Rock, you're too friggin' perfect. So in this movie, we're taking away a limb.
Just one leg.
All right, that sounds good. Just make sure it's a United States of America leg, and I'll be able to tell those soldiers who also lose it.
You know, the guy doesn't miss.
Actually, I take it back. That's probably going to be his biggest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Any soldier. Yeah. Look, the fact, thank you, Angel, for that. But I'm running, in Puerto Rico, I'm running out of theater, and I'm bringing every one-legged Puerto Rican to go see Skyscraper. And I'm turning on the power. So, hey, but no, you know what? That's the next film. The Rock goes to Puerto Rico and turns on the power.
It's over. I'm in.
Dude,
I'm never going to see any of his movies.
But we have seen time after time again, whenever we build somebody up too much, you got to.
He's been going for a while.
I know he has. But look, it's coming. Look, it happened to Bill Cosby.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, he was raping women for over 30 years.
Okay, the bar is high. I get that.
Allegedly.
Aren't some people just untouchable, bro? Aren't some people just Teflon?
Yes. Justin Timberlake. Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Willie Nelson.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Why'd y'all slow roll that one?
What? Well, Scientology thing.
He's
not a Scientology.
He's not. Yeah, wink.
Well, yeah. See, but you can sit here and go
look,
on.
Look, The Rock is never going to fall. The Rock is only going to get bigger. And the fact of the matter is, you can't smell what The Rock is going to do next. Oh, by the way, texting service checking in. Godzilla is Japanese, you idiots. Okay, fine.
I know.
Whatever.
I know. Well, thank you.
Come on, bro.
Oh, thank you, wonderful texter.
You don't have to be so mean about it. Well, you just give a message without being mean.
Guess what? Chinese
we're great
people.
Idiots, sir.
I mean, we're nice people.
Chinese people like Godzilla, too.
Thank you.
And they love us idiots.
They're racist. Yeah. Whoever wrote that is racist.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Sorry, bigot.
And I'm here to co-sign that.
Yeah, thank you. Now, number three. And I got a black person close on here.
Look, and The Rock thinks you're racist too, okay?
And third place, Amy Schumer's film, I Feel Pretty, which looks funny.
Yeah.
And you guys have such a horrible, you guys are, oh, she's funny. She's raw. Yeah, I know you don't, Vince, but Russ has a problem.
What?
Him and Jimmy, they love to hate on
Amy.
She's rude. She's gross.
She makes gross jokes.
Oh, she's funny and a lady.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. I just find her, I don't know.
Repulsive.
I love her. You know what? My girl wants to see this movie, so we'll probably go see it.
It's funny.
It's got.
Oh, you hate it already? Look at you. I'm going to probably go see it. Kicking and screaming.
But I just thought her stand-up was just vulgar. You know, just to be vulgar, it was vulgar.
The sensibilities of Russell Islands.
I can't hear such words.
Oh, my God. She said the C word for penis.
Oh, my God.
I hate that word.
She's so vulgar. Oh, I'll never be the same.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my man.
My baby socks flipped up when she said a curse word.
I don't care about curse word. I just think, whatever.
Men can say crude things. Women can be like angels.
No, even if a guy was saying that stuff, I just gross things don't make me laugh. That's
okay,
just
gross.
Me.
How about this?
It's gross and then it's raunchy.
Right.
My mouth was open.
Now, rounding out the top 10 here. Yeah, Quiet Place, Rampage, I Feel Pretty. I might go see that. Super Troopers 2 did really well. Landed in fourth place.
Oh, yeah, because it came out on 420.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You're right. But it actually did pretty well. I still haven't seen Ready Player One. I've seen Black Panther because I'm not a racist, Vince.
I was wondering.
Look, if you haven't seen Black Panther yet, I'm sorry. We've proven you're a racist.
But listen, what comes out this week?
Avengers Infinity Avengers, War. Yeah. Black Panther 2?
What do you think? Yeah, it's already outsold Black Panther.
Why do you have to point that out, racist?
Vince,
let him know.
I'm saying, man, you know that the man wants you to actually sit here and try to overtake
exactly
all of everything that Black Panther accomplished within the time that it did. Rip you know
away.
How long it took for us to get an actual legitimate comic book character that was
tell
black
about
and
it,
be on there, and now y'all want to sit here and outbuy all these tickets
tell
just so
it.
That you can take away from the man
who
laid the foundation.
But by the way, Black Panther's in the upcoming...
That's a good point.
That's how they dilute us. You see what I'm saying? They don't want us to be strong and Wakandans all together. They want us to be all mixed up and then become those flies in the milk again.
By the way,
we prefer to be the Oreo cookie.
At Earth Day birthday, we were walking around. Every time we'd find a black person, we'd do the Black Panther.
The Wakanda.
Hell
yeah.
Hey, true story, I legit brought my Black Panther mask to go in the mosh pit.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
I had it in the car.
Right.
I asked the helicopter to take me by the car. He wouldn't. But I was ready, bro. I was ready to go in
been
full
dope.
Guard, bro.
That would have been great. And I do know one thing. Today will be a great day. To the top, never stop, you candy asses.
All righty, but 2 minutes, you're going to have that keyword. That keyword could win you $1,000. So text that keyword to 200-200. Good luck. And an angel's going to bring you Monster Sports. When we return, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.
From Radio.
Big celebration this Friday night. It's the 1 year anniversary of What the Hell's Angel Listening To. He does it every Friday night here from 10 till midnight on Real Radio 104.1. He's having a big big party. You can go watch him do the show live.
Yeah, man. It's going to be good
fun. Out in DeLand, right?
Yes, sir. It'll be a good time. It'll be a lot of fun. And like I said, we're doing the show live. So what you guys hear me do here in the studio, we're going to be there set up. And I think we have a walkthrough today or tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun.
10 to midnight. Out in DeLand.
DeLand.
Okay, I get Deltona and DeLand mixed up.
Don't you dare, Russ.
They
Rollins.
Start with D's. I know it's a dumb reason, but that's
that's confusing.
DeLand, Deltona, DeBerry. Dumb reason.
All in the same area. You
confusing DeLand and Deltona is confusing the Rock for the Junkyard Dog.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. DeLand is a beautiful, quaint city. Deltona, not that so much.
Don't be talking bad about a Junkyard Dog. He was the man.
Leave Del Rico out of this.
Hey, I'm Russ Rollins along with Vince Taylor, Carlos Navarro, and now Angel Rivera is going to bring you Monster Sports. I was about to take you to the top.
It's terrifying for a second.
I know, sorry.
I'm surprised it's not Freebird.
Well, the song finally ends.
Yeah.
All right, a couple of little tidbits that it's pretty fascinating. So we're quickly coming upon the NFL draft. This year, the 78th pick in the NFL draft receives this pretty cool connotation. I'm not sure why the 78th pick, but if you're the 78th pick in this year's NFL draft for 1 year, you get to have this. What do you think it is?
Okay, what was the question again? So
the NFL draft is quickly, it's right around the corner in the next couple days, right?
Yes.
If you're the 78th pick this year, you're going to receive free for an entire year this product. From a new sponsor.
Chick-fil-A.
That would be
Chick-fil-A sandwich.
You're on the right path. It's not Chick-fil-A.
If they were smart, it would be this. Uber.
Mm.
Food. Think food.
Oh, Uber Eats. if you're the 78th pick, okay, so maybe it's a 78-year anniversary of a food, Little Caesars, pizza, Domino's. Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. There you go.
Thanks, there you go. I was going to say this.
Nothing. I love some Pizza Hut.
Yeah, well, the NFL finds itself with a new pizza sponsor.
Oh, right.
You guys remember there was another pizza company said, oh, you guys are ruining it.
Yeah. He started complaining.
And then they shut the loudmouth CEO of it down, and then now they're trying to rebuild it. Well, Pizza Hut stepped in and said, hey, we're doing fine.
Good.
And we're going to sponsor this gimmick for 1 year. So the 78th pick gets free pizza from Pizza Hut for 1 year.
How do you like your Pizza Hut pizza? You like it thick and crusty or thin and crispy?
What? There's no such thing as thick and crusty. That's no. What you used to say when you walked into a stripper.
What was that?
Russ used to walk in like, I'll take a thick and crusty.
That's going to be extra.
Well, Melissa, come on out.
Do you like deep pan pizza or do you like the thin and crispy one?
I'm thin and crispy. Yo, why are y'all lying? This is a real thing.
I know, it is. All right, well, how do you like your pizza?
I do the thin and crispy all the time.
Me too.
All that bread takes the flavor away, bro.
I'm with you, brother. That way you can get more meat in you, more cheese.
You want the meat in your mouth, you know, bro. That's the best part.
Yeah, you don't
want
to fill it with the bread, though.
Hold on, guys, gentlemen, I just want to clarify this. Russ, you like the thin, crunchy pizza because of what?
That way you can get more cheese and meat in your belly.
Oh, he added the cheese, right?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it off with the meat.
Oh, meat. Oh, yeah.
Look, cheesy man, meat. Thin and crispy is not pizza. Okay?
Yeah,
It's just a little piece of pita bread that you some cheese on.
This is good, though.
When we used to get those rectangular pizzas when we were at South Seminole, was that not pizza?
That square pizza.
Wasn't that the best pizza for the day?
And I would give my left pinky toenail to have a full tray of some rectangle pizza, and then what they used to call pizza with cheddar cheese, which was called Mexican pizza. Do you remember that? They used to have regular pizza days, and then every now and then, once a month,
that was extra special.
The lunch was Mexican. It was cheddar cheese on top of the pizza.
Does that make it Mexican?
I don't know, but you remember it.
Of course, and it tastes so much better when it was free. Yeah. Oh my goodness, when they would tap those stamps, boy, I swear.
But I remember thinking, looking at my Mexican buddy, he'd be like, do you guys have Mexican pizza? He goes, I don't know what that is.
I have no idea.
But I like my regular.
That's your kryptonite, though. Pizza?
It is.
I can tell it you just lit up when we started talking about pizza.
A lot of toppings? Yeah. A lot of toppings, Russ?
Oh, yeah. It's a meat lovers, man. That's what I like.
Meat lovers, everything.
And the thin
one. Thinner, you want to be able to just peel the skin off of that pizza and just eat it.
Just eat the meat, guys.
Oh, you savages. You guys. All right, continue with Monster Sports. A great weekend for Orlando sports franchises. We'll start off with Orlando City. They set a couple, had some really cool, neat things happen. In front of 25,527 fans, standing room only, continued their winning streak to 4 games. They haven't done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4 consecutive games.
I can say on Facebook, everybody was having a great time. It got a lot of good work.
They did that. They haven't done that in about a year. Had rolled off 4 victories in a row. And shout out to Rook. This is a kid. I mean, I love the way that they've built this team. And it's fun watching this young man. Rookie forward, Chris Mueller, captivated the stadium. Set a new franchise record for the quickest goal in franchise history. How quickly do you think Chris fired that one off?
18 seconds.
18 seconds. No.
My quickest is about 18 seconds. So let's go a minute. That's second.
A minute, 3 seconds.
Damn.
63 seconds, fired off. We were up 1-0.
Nice.
Wow.
So we proceeded to win the match 3-2. Shout out to Dom Dwyer. He got his 100th goal.
Oh, nice. He's crushing it, huh?
Yeah, so we beat the San Jose Earthquakes 3-2. It's the first 4-game win streak in about a year. It's awesome. Downtown is alive and vibrant when the matches are here. And it was neat in one of those situations. And there's one franchise that was probably just kind of relishing in this moment. When we have multiple franchises playing on the same night and everyone's a victor. Shout out to the Orlando Solar Bears.
Yeah, Solar
they
Bears.
They proceeded to the next round of the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, they won their match in overtime.
Won,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw they actually showed the overtime victory, and the dude that, I forget his name now, but he was like one of their main players that
Hans
scored.
Hans Freeman.
Yeah, I think it was Hans, yeah.
The Orlando Solar Bears earned a spot in the Southern Division Finals with a 2-1 overtime win over South Carolina Stingrays, and that was Saturday. If this is for the Southern Division.
So now we go against the Solar Blades.
Florida Everblades.
Whatever.
And Routes.
He sounded like your man.
Whatever, smart ass.
Stupid asses.
Shout out to Jean Dupuy. I'm sorry if I said your name.
Dupuy.
Yeah. He got the winning goal in 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in the extra session.
They call me the French Solar Blade.
Hey, so, Angel, so Solar Bears, they still a lot of purple in there.
Oh, man, this was awesome. And shout out to, because Orlando City gets props for having the purple and rocking, right?
And the purple
Solar Bears had done that before. They've always incorporated purple in their uniforms.
Yeah.
And there was a ton of fans that rocked out the purple and gray Solar Bear jerseys last night. Saturday. That's the first time I'd seen those, and those are awesome.
So if you're this new football league that we just talked to Tom Beat the other day, the American Alliance, they should go
they
with purple, right?
Yes.
Now, that's going to make the Orlando Magic look stupid.
No, because I'm putting a petition to change the damn color to purple.
That's a good idea.
We got to shed all this.
We got to shed it, guys, with the
Orlando Magic. Yes. The Orlando Magic would go a long way to and make it like some of the cities up in the Northeast. They have one color or color scheme that represents every franchise. Pittsburgh is one of those.
Yeah. Which is smart.
It is awesome.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. We can keep blue for some fun. But let's shed the blue. The purple seems to be winning.
Yeah, the purple is.
Regal.
It's regal.
People are digging the purple, and the Solar Bears are purple. We got, of course, Orlando City. I'm telling you what, the Magic should just give in and go, listen, okay, we're not going to get any great players, but we'll go purple.
Exactly. Our jerseys are going to be dope as hell.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Hey, we got a win on the merch game.
Yeah.
We could. That would be awesome. Congratulations to UCF. Vince is so sad right now.
Sorry, Vince. It's true.
Congratulations to UCF. They got their championship rings were unveiled, and the spring football game was on Saturday as well.
How they look?
They look good. I mean, it's spring football. You look out there, you're rolling the team out, see what happens.
It's almost, after last year, undefeated, and with all the acclaim and everything they got, it's going to be tough this year with new coach, but a lot of the same players, right?
Yeah. So, and it's a great vibe. They got the national championship banner up there and everything.
Hey, talking about UCF and talking about the draft coming up, I can't wait to see how Shaq does. And this is not Shaquille O'Neal. This is Shaq, the guy from UCF with one hand, who has been, I mean, he's crushed it in every game afterwards because they had like a senior combine.
Yep.
In the combine, he did great. He's a UCF guy. This is a great story in the making. How do you think he's going to do in the draft, Angel?
I think he is and this is probably a little bit of a homerism involved in this. I think he's a legitimate first round pick.
Okay,
it's going to be one of those things where it falls to the right situation where a team needs a DB or a player like his with his skill set. You know,
he's aggressive. He's definitely a positive person to have on the team. And man, I'd love to see him do well.
I mean, at linebacker, I mean, he set so many records and he did so many things to help himself in the combines that I think, I mean. Like his speed when he did the 40 was hadn't done that in 10. No other linebacker had done that in 10 years, I think it was.
And him missing a hand doesn't matter at all, does it? I mean, is there any possibly catching an interception?
That's been his whole speech or statement or mission along this is like, listen, this hasn't set me back or slowed me down one iota. You know, I'm still crushing it. So here locally, there's going to be a lot of people keeping an eye on that and see where he falls.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
So yesterday I saw Angel. I don't know if you saw this, but somebody I follow who's a nice guy. He tweeted out a picture of the UCF Summer League practice and then the Nebraska Summer Classic.
The spring football game.
The spring football. There you go. And he wrote on there, you wonder why Scott Frost left and Nebraska's packed and then UCF, you know, it's whatever. And I'm like, well, this is a pretty bold statement from a Central Florida personality. Yeah. And I click on him. I'm like, he must have been pissed while he was there looking at all these people not being there. And I click on the very second one. The first question is, were you there? And the second was, no. The dragging began. Oh my God.
You hypocrite.
You hypocrite. And it's, I mean, it's kind of true. You can't be bitching about people not being somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're not there because you have other stuff going on.
Well,
you know?
I got a good look.
And so I laughed.
Social media.
And then
man.
I placed a well placed Michael Jackson eating popcorn GIF in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Thriller.
I'm a GIF king, bro.
I believe it.
And then we're wrapping up with this. In the throes of the first round playoff, the Bucks tie up that series versus the Celtics, 104-102. The Greek Freak tip in at the end, and then he wins the game for him. Then he can't get seated at his favorite restaurant there in Milwaukee. The restaurant came out and apologized.
That's funny. Let me ask you this, Angel. You are the playoffs are insane right now.
There's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Great game, and the competition is very heated. It's not like back in the day where people are getting blown out. Do you think LeBron's going to make it out of the first round?
That's the one that everyone's keeping an eye on. The Cavaliers did a couple things yesterday. I like the fact that, Russ, you're the only guy that might be able to do this for the whole show.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
LeBron made it a point. He's like, listen, we are going to get the right attitude for this. We're going to do this. And through a designer, a style guy that he has, he got everyone on his team brand new suits.
Yeah, man.
And tailored suits. And they looked amazing.
Russ.
They still lost that game, but they didn't let that loss shake them.
They came back
the second game.
Their suits.
We're doubling down. Everyone had suits again, and they won.
I love this idea. As long as I can pick out the suits, we are good to go.
Yeah, he's going straight to the Magic Mall.
Right to the Magic Mall. Steve Harvey can dress, man. Yeah. I love some Steve Harvey.
All right, so we had the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers extend this playoff. That series is 2-2. Victor Oladipo is just raining on him, so it was 104-100.
So it's almost like we got a Magic guy winning.
It is. We got Jeff Green on the Cavs, who was on our team. You got Victor Oladipo, who was on our team. And
that's what
just,
we do, Orlando Magic fans. We watch the playoffs, and we look at all the guys that are still playing that used to play for the Magic.
It is insane. I'm cheering against them. I'm cheering against them for some reason.
Spurs roll out a victory. Avoid getting swept. 103-90 versus the Warriors. Interesting little tidbit with that particular game. How much money do you think the Warriors netted from losing that game?
The Warriors.
Because basically the Warriors' loss extends that series.
So they play another playoff game, which gives
them more money. Because the Warriors were stomping all over the Spurs all series long.
Is that as an organization or per player?
For the organization, the series going one more game. They get a home game in Oakland.
Sure, yeah, that's $10 million.
That's not that much.
No, it's not.
No, it's $3.5 million.
Still, that's insane.
That's worth losing.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's anybody's game I shouldn't say anybody's game, but Houston and New Orleans is coming out.
Around Wizards and Raptors. That's 2-2. That was 106-98 for the Wizards. And then games tonight, we got the Thunder and the Jazz. The Utah leads that 2-1. And Rockets versus Timberwolves. Houston leads that one 2-1. And that's Monster Sports.
Thank you so much. All right, we come back. Vince asked me if there are different subcultures in rock.
Genres.
Yeah. And man, there are a lot. See how many you can think of because there's more than I even realized.
That list is packed.
We'll talk about all that when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, thank you guys for going to our website at monsters.fm. That's monsters.fm, and checking out all the videos we made at Earth Day Birthday. They are really funny. It's with Timmy Time and Vince Taylor. And I'm just kind of there. But they're the funny ones. They're doing some funny stuff, and it's great. You might want to check it all out. And then the Juicy Jen one seems to be getting a lot of hits. And then there's one about why did you put on breast paint? All of those are getting a lot of hits on our website at monsters.fm, so check them out if you get a chance. And then, Angel, you put something new on the website. What is that, the whip?
Oh, it's sliding into Monday like this, and it was a pretty cool video of a drift sequence this guy did.
Okay.
That's what Mondays feel like to me.
You know what I saw I think it was a Sunday morning show. They did an entire segment on that bullet car that you were talking about, that Mustang, you know, from the movie.
Yeah,
because it's like a celebrity. They took the car after they made the movie. His kids, what was his name again?
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they took the car, and they have it. It's like in, you know, perfect, well, not perfect shape, but it's, you know, just like it was.
I didn't see, I saw the preview for the story. Where did they have it hiding?
It was hiding in a barn somewhere out in the middle of nowhere, right? And now it's going around on tour, and people are, like, people love that car because it was like a celebrity from the movie.
Yeah.
And pretty interesting story about that. But, you know, I guess that movie was the very first time that they ever did an actual chase scene. And it's not like it was all faked. Like, they actually raced the car.
Yeah, that goes down as one of the most epic chase scenes set or filmed. And it's one of the, you know, classic ones. And then was you had the Mustang, and I forget the other vehicle that's involved in that.
And Steve McQueen, he drove it.
Yeah,
because he's like, look, I'm a race car driver. I can do this and make it look more real. And he could have killed himself with some of the stuff they were doing. And so it's very, very interesting, that bullet car. So during the break, now, for those that are just tuning in, because that happens a lot, we talk about something at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we think, well, yeah, we've already talked about this. You guys heard it, but not everybody's listening the entire time. So yeah, I did take Vince Taylor to Earth Day Birthday. It was a huge success. It was a hell of a lot of fun. It was your first rock show.
Yes, sir.
And the experience was, it was great for me to be with you. I'm glad I got to go with you, but you had a ton of fun.
I had a ton of fun, man. I had a lot of observations. One thing I'll say is I didn't expect to see so many families. It's a family show, which is different. You can't say that about Migos' show. I can also say that it was awesome to not have any racial or any political elements about it.
There was none.
None at all whatsoever. Friendly, some of the friendliest folks I think about. I don't know if it was just because I was with you, Russ, or whatever, if they were just being nice, but it was dope atmosphere. But what I also didn't get to mention earlier was I experienced, as Angel prefaced me for earlier, the candlelight moment when Shinedown when they played the last ballad and asked everybody to put their cell phones and lighters in the air.
Yeah.
And I looked out and saw a sea of Metro PCS phones all up in the air, holding them to the sky. And it was the dopest moment, man. It's just one of the moments where you say, wow, this is happening.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it.
Well, good. And then when we talked about the final show for Lynyrd Skynyrd, we played a little of that music, and then we went to break, and you said, hey, with rock, is there different types of rock, just like there's different types of rap? And oh, my God, are there? Skynyrd would be considered Southern rock, but you've got prog rock, progressive rock, you've got yacht rock, you've got metal, you've got death metal, you've got glam, you've got grunge, you've got alternative, you've got blues rock, rockabilly, you've got surf rock, you've got arena rock, British rock, just plain metal, you've got soft rock and jam band rock, and those are the only ones I can think of. What did I miss, if anything, Angel?
I think that's pretty much it. That's a pretty good list.
There is a bunch of different types of rock.
Death metal.
Death metal is, who would that be considered? That's like Anthrax?
Sepultura.
No, Anthrax is metal. Death metal is a little bit darker.
Slayer?
Probably. Yeah,
death metal is even harder than Slayer. Like, that's not even Slayer has like even more of a rhythm than that.
Well, but I mean, I've had some experience with rock. Like I told you before, I've seen crack rock. I've also had experience with sheet rock. Pop rock, and not to mention my favorite, Chris Rock.
That's true.
To be the best rock of all time.
Those are some rocks I didn't think about.
Let's see. No, that's pretty much it.
Rockabilly, surf rock is kind of like anything like
Beach Boys.
Kind of Beach Boys.
You've mentioned yacht rock. What the?
Yacht rock. That's the one that we were talking about the other day that you weren't here, but basically
a lot of your favorites will be yacht rock.
Well, it's kind of alternative. It's like soft rock from the 70s and 80s.
No, that's just saying.
Oh, like Garfunkel.
No.
Angel plays some.
Kind of like
about,
baby
here
come
I
back
go again on my own.
That is that'd be more like that's hair metal. That's glam rock.
Okay, what about this?
What's that?
We're never gonna dance again.
Yeah. Oh, that's not rock. Now this is yacht rock.
Oh, I picture this when I'm going up in the Orlando Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is Kenny Loggins. Is that what it is? No?
Yes,
it
sir. Is?
Shamefully, I got that.
Russ has whispered this to himself in the mirror.
Now, yacht rock and soft rock are kind of the same thing, aren't they, Angel?
I like soft rock. What about, there's some like classic yacht rock bands.
Hey, listen, I know about all these rocks, but let me ask you this, Russ. Did you know that there was actually like a rap rock type of genre that they were trying to make?
No. You know what I did forget? Thank you, texting service at 77031. I totally forgot punk rock.
Oh, yeah. Punk rock. Oh, wow.
That's what I left off. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
This is
77031.
This is classic yacht rock. But it's Fleetwood. Is this Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Steely Dan. I always confuse those two.
It said I left out emo rock. I don't even know what that is. What's emo rock?
Emotional.
Death Cab for Cutie. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I'm just
guys rocking in their feelings.
Classic rock. I forgot that.
Emo rock would be like Stained, right? Is that like
No, that's hard rock.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you tell it? I mean, how do you?
Emo
what's the distinguishment?
Is like Dashboard Confessionals, I think. Something like this, where it's very wispy and the words are running through my brain, and I'm very sad and depressed.
Oh, what's the difference between thrash metal? Oh, there's rap rock as well.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah, rap rock. Do you know that Lil Wayne released a rock CD?
Yep.
Did he?
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I think it was one of his great ones.
He
was eclectic. I thought it was ballsy. It was ballsy to come out with a rock CD as a rap guy, especially when he was leading the game like that.
Yeah.
So there's Southern rock and then there's country rock, right? Angel, aren't those two different genres? Southern rock and country rock, or are they the same thing?
I'd like to see what somebody would say is country rock.
Is that like Florida Georgia Line?
I think it's like Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt.
Trouble, you know, that kind of stuff. That's country rock, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to this kind of stuff, like to me, it's all rock music.
And then everybody's just trying to put a label on it.
Yeah, you know? Like, I goof around with the Southern rock thing, but to me, I think even the guys that were the kings of Southern rock, they didn't like it because it immediately made you think that they were less than rock.
I know.
To me, it's all rock music.
You know, it's funny, Angel brings a really good point. I saw an interview, I think it was one of the Allman Brothers, and they didn't like being called Southern rock. Yeah. It's like, oh, what, you're trying to say we're just not as good as other rock?
Yeah.
Just because we're from the South? They didn't like that. Yeah.
Do you think that you guys could categorize groups if I was to shout out a group, could you tell me
easy.
What type of
I think
okay.
so, yes.
All right. So
there's only one that we can't, and that's Jimmy Buffett, who has his own genre.
Jimmy Buffett rock,
yeah.
But well, that's right. Yacht rock. Okay, I mean, you can throw that in there. I mean, you're gonna be listening to some Jimmy Buffett on the yacht.
Good point. Sublime.
That is rock.
Southern California. Acid rock.
No. That's white boy reggae.
White boy reggae.
Yeah,
okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's rock.
Rock.
I mean, you guys are genericizing. I'm making that word up, yes, and it's official. Generic. Rock. Like, okay, so let's say.
I would call them arena rock.
If you
arena
want, rock. Oh, but see, the, you do rock. That, and then you forget their whole funk background.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know what I mean? Because if you go back and listen to the early Red Hot Chili Peppers, they were a funk band.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's easy to say Green Day is punk rock, right?
But they're almost. No, because they are as mainstream. Extreme rock as it is.
But I think they consider themselves a punk rock band.
You know what's funny?
Initially.
I think that it's funny that these are all derived from what used to be called rock and roll, which I don't even know if it's like a genre no more. You got it on your shirt right now.
Well, rock and roll would have been, that's more like your 50s stuff. You know, kind of like
Little Richard.
Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Elvis.
Okay. Well, what about, what's that? Do you put Three Doors Down.
What would that be considered?
Is that
rock.
Like country or is that southern? Or
no,
is that,
this is rock.
It's got to have a genre though. It's not just
like what genre do you want to put it in though? I mean, if you want to do like where they're from, okay. So the band's from Mississippi,
right.
But they don't sound like southern rock.
No, they're not southern rock.
So what classifies a southern rock? I mean, do you have to sound southern?
Yeah, southern rock.
There is a distinct sound that the bands
rock.
That Lynyrd Skynyrd and Allman Brothers,
Molly Hatchet,
there is a sound sonically. That lends itself to that. That's different from other rock bands.
Yeah. What's the band that you turned me on to?
Black
Cherry Smoke. They just dropped a new album. They're definitely a southern rock, and they're badass.
Because I know Creed is from Florida. You know, somebody here from there.
Yeah,
but they're not considered southern rock.
No, that's arena rock. They're the furthest thing from it.
Creed would be your classic arena rock band.
And you know what, guys? When I was in high school, there used to be this turmoil between what was called at the time. Alternative and progressive, and I never knew what the difference was or even what they are to begin with. I know alternative what it sounds like, but I don't know how you define that type of stuff. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not really. I know that everything they called alternative at the time was like grunge rock, but then it's got its own category now, you know, the grunge rock thing.
Alternative feels like just straight up 90s rock.
Yeah.
Like when I think of alternative, I think of Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah,
I think
of Soundgarden.
Yeah. I think of those kind of bands, but... What the hell do I know?
Yeah, I do that.
I'm not the rock expert.
But think about it. All these labels were created is to try to sell a product.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Angel. I heard a thing the other day, and they were talking to the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd said one of the greatest Southern rock bands is the Atlanta Rhythm Section. And if you listen to that band, it does not sound like...
It's not a traditional rock band.
But he said they are Southern rock as it gets. That's who inspired them. And you listen to Atlanta Rhythm Section, it's not what we consider.
Right.
So maybe it just depends on...
What about Chicago?
See, that's...
quiet right? rock. Like, I was just thinking, okay, what is Chicago considered? I mean, there's horns.
I thought it was like a music. That's like a big ordeal, right?
Smart rock.
No, but Chicago's another band. They had horns. They had all the, and they went out to being like a hippie kind of groove kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you watch them develop into where they became like these '80s kind of polished super pop stars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess so. Peter Cetera did come out of there.
Yeah.
I think Damian Marley would be, but not, if I didn't mention Jamrock.
Jamrock.
Oh no, what is Jamrock?
It's just a song, really.
Welcome
to Jamrock. All right, cool. I'm clearly out of my element. All righty. All right. Slow down.
You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning. Tomorrow morning on the Monsters, Dirty Jim will be back with us tomorrow. Also, Adam Carolla will be on the show, along with local comedian Tony Black, all on the show tomorrow here on Real Radio 104.1 and the Monsters of the Morning. And check us out on our YouTube channel. It's awesome. Bam! There you go. Take that, Angel. Take that with you. There you go. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel Rivera, Carlos Navarro, and Vince Taylor, who's been here with us all day today, talking about yesterday's fun that we had at Earth Day Birthday. It was a great time. Hey, you're going to be performing anywhere soon?
Yeah, well, of course, Shasky's every week. I'm in Melbourne this Saturday as well. But coming up at the District Event Center this May 12th around Mother's Day, we will be there as well. Myself, Jersey Hot Comic, Taurus Jersey, J-Love, we'll be out there doing the thing for the mothers and stuff.
So what are you going to do? Do like a stand-up?
It's a stand-up show, yes. Yeah, it's an all-out comedy show. It's one of the many to come up in this month. So just the first one that will be promoting pretty heavy. So get your tickets right now before they go up in price, because I think right now they're the lowest they are going to be.
True.
Hey, and if you ever have any questions for us you want us to handle on the air, if you got a particular thing that's going on in your life and you wonder what we would do about it, you can always email me, russ@wtcast.com, and we'll read some of those. All the ones that we've answered, and then a couple of them I had to answer personally. So I don't have any for today. But I do have a question. Does anybody watch Smallville?
No.
Now, Smallville
is still on?
It's gone off the air.
Oh, it's off the air?
Yeah, okay. It's been over for a while.
Well, I guess there's one of the stars from Smallville. Her name is Allison Mack.
Oh, this crew.
Who is involved in some sort of, I guess.
Trafficking.
It was presented as a self-help group, but it ended up being some sort of sex trafficking thing, and she's been arrested for this.
What?
Yeah, there was a guru. Yeah, I read the story about it. There's a guru, for lack of a better term, or who was behind all this, and she would bring them in and indoctrinate them into this kind of world, and he would abuse them.
It's Allison Mack is her name, arrested for involvement in something called, it's NXIVM. I wouldn't know how you say that. And it's an alleged sex trafficking cult. Did anyone, what was her character like on, not that it matters, she's an actress, so she could be acting one way and totally different.
No, she was a female pimp on the show.
Yeah,
exactly. she was really?
No, that
she
was a madam.
a super madam.
Yeah, exactly. No, I never watched Smallville, but the name Allison Mack always stood out, though. I think she did, I feel like she did other stuff other than just Smallville, but maybe I'm thinking of something else, but
you're thinking about Alex Mack. That was a show back on Nickelodeon.
That might be it.
She used to change into a Terminator ball.
They said she's been arrested for allegedly being involved in being the second in command of this organization, of getting women to get in the organization and then turn into sex trafficking. Okay, so here's what's sad. When I think of sex trafficking, the only thing I think of is the movie Taken, and that's what happened with Liam Neeson. You know, they took his daughter, took her overseas, and made her. Is that a general term? Is that the real definition of sex trafficking?
It's a general term. That's one version of it.
Yeah.
I always think R. Kelly for some reason. Yeah, he had that little thing going on.
Yeah, what happened with him?
He's still being
investigated.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, he's a blatant guy who...
Up until this year.
Yeah.
She was in a TV series, Lost in Oz.
Yep.
In 2015, American Odyssey. In 2015, the following. In from 2012 to 2014, Wilfred. She was in 2011, she was in Maryland. And then from 2001 to 2011, she was in Smallville.
Wow.
Before that, she was in a TV... she was in Superman, Batman, Public Enemies video. That's in 2009.
Wait, she was in Superman versus Batman.
She was in the TV series The Batman in 2006 as Clea. She played in The Ant Bully. Again, she was in Smallville, The Vengeance Chronicles in 2006.
How do you go from that? Going, you know what? I'm pretty sick of being in movies. I think I'm going to start sex trafficking.
She was in an episode of Seventh Heaven.
Oh, maybe that's not what it is. Maybe she had to closet her sex trafficking side the whole time and just wanted to finally come out. She wanted to be regular self Alex Mack while she was out there doing the Hollywood stuff, but she beneath the surface was always Alex Daddy Mack or something.
Yeah, like now she's getting played.
She was in a Police Academy 6, City Under Siege.
Oh, damn.
That's in 1989.
Wow.
She's been around for a long time, huh?
I guess your star fades and you find different things to get money on.
It's I guess the reason why she's able to have these kind of careers are the things that she was cast in. She looks really young.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, like her features and whatnot.
She's going to get off, though. It'll be this main guy who's doing all the damage.
Yeah.
And she let him in. I didn't know I was a victim as well. Baby.
Yeah, I can see that. She's got the face that says it wasn't intentional.
She's got the face that says
I want to know, like, what was her, like, for real? Like, what is the background with this story? Like, I really think that this has E! Hollywood story written all
over. Oh, it totally does.
It.
You got to look more into this guy who was the leader of this group.
Yeah.
And he's a real creepo. Real. I mean, he looks straight out of Central Casting. For a militia or cult leader.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And he's the one who seems to be of leading her around, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the whole story. I just read the article.
I was picturing somebody who looked like Cat Williams or something like
that. Nah.
With the, no?
It ain't a
pimp named Slickback?
Yeah, Don Cornelius. It's not like that.
No, pimp Don Magic Wand.
Hey, also someone that that America kind of loves. He's a pretty lovable guy, but unfortunately he's had his health issues. Michael J. Fox was recovering from spinal surgery that he had over the weekend.
Oh, man.
But I guess it says unrelated to his Parkinson's disease.
Damn.
He had to have spinal surgery. Yeah.
Dang.
Man, that kid, and he had it all. At one, you know, he was, you know, obviously with Back to the Future.
Yes.
And then the TV show.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah. I mean, he kind of looked like he had it all, you know?
Yeah, man.
And we talk about how, man, if you got your health, man, you probably.
Health as well.
You got a lot. But he's how old do you think Michael J. Fox is?
58.
He's got to be close to 55.
He's 56 years old.
Yeah. And he's about to be on, not Blacklist, but Designated Survivor.
Oh, what's
with,
that?
With Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
And he's playing a part in there.
Oh,
and I mean, the guy keeps working, keep raising money. That's awesome.
But spinal surgery is no joke, man. That's
yeah, man.
So I'm it says he's recovering. So glad he's doing okay.
He's a beloved guy.
Yeah, oh, for man. Sure.
Who was hotter than Michael J. Fox back in that time, man? I mean, everybody wanted to have
Kirk
those...
Cameron.
Kirk Cameron did not have a DeLorean and a crazed mad scientist. I'm
You're
sorry.
Right. He was
he
Doc Hollywood.
Have a trilogy. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bright Lights, Big City. That's the first time I heard about
Lights,
cocaine.
Oh, let's not even talk about Atlantis, the Disney movie that everybody loves, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Forgotten about film.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Hey, Angel, tell people if this coming Friday, if they want to join you for What the Hell's Angel Listening To.
Yeah, we're going to do a live broadcast of it. It's a celebration of a one-year anniversary for What the Hell's Angel Listening To, and we're going to be doing it at Persimmon Hollow Brewing right there in DeLand, and we'll be there about 9 o'clock. You know the show goes live from 10 to 12. We'll do an actual live broadcast of the show and hang out and have a good time. Persimmon Hollow's got great beer.
Can you drink beer?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's why we're doing it at Murray. But it'll be a great, great time.
That's awesome. Vince, what you got going on? Anything?
Well, this Thursday, as usual, we're at Shotsky's Longwood. Me, Timmy Time, and everybody else. Jazz, how you doing?
And let me say once again, Timmy Time, what a funny guy. And thank you for bringing him on Saturday, because that was a lot of fun. I'm glad I got to know him a little bit better, you know?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Timmy Time, bro. I love you, man. Let's keep doing this thing. Hopefully, we get you on here real soon, too.
Yeah. I told him he can come in sometime this week. He's a great guy. Carlos, what you got going?
Follow me on social media, man. Instagram. I'm all over it. If you laugh at my stupid stuff on here, I do a lot more on there. It's To The Top Carlos, as well as on Twitter.
I'm looking forward, and I'm 44 pages into my comic
Damn.
Book. Or graphic novel sounds so much better.
Yeah,
you say comic book sounds silly, you know, graphic novel sounds fancy, but it's basically, it's basically a comic book. Yeah. But when that's ready, you'll be able to see it. I'll probably put it on the website as soon as we can do that. And
when you draw my character, remember, it's a full 8 abs. So many people think I have 7.5 abs. No, it's a full 8 pack.
Hey, no lie. I actually need, I mean, I've got photos of you, but I need a good photo of you.
That doesn't sound.
A profile.
No, but I need one from when you were on Bloodline.
Okay.
You know, one of those.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what this character looks like, your Bloodline character.
Mateo, the Cuban. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I need a photo of that because I got to send it to the artist.
Oh, cool.
Because they got it, they draw these to, you know.
Let's not hope it's one of those caricature artists. I got plenty of me looking like a big nose shark on a surfboard.
No. This is a real comic book artist. I mean, that's what they do, you know? And this
guy. Of course we know that's what they do. It's the same guys that are doing Chinese Motor Pill Man.
Exactly. No,
why are you trying to talk down to us?
Yes.
We know exactly what you're doing.
I know. And I rewrote the character and made him a reoccurring character.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So, don't give me no one and dones.
No, I won't do that. The Daily Five, by the way, you can go to the website at monsters.fm. And the Daily Five today, there's a Amazon Echo Dot. There's tickets to the Orlando Science Center and a $104 gift certificate to Liam Fitzpatrick.
Damn.
So go to the website at monsters.fm and check that out. And check out all the videos from Saturday when we went out to Earth Day Birthday. Woo. There's like one little videos that we did. It was a lot of fun. Vince Taylor had a great time, and I want to thank everyone for, you know, saying hi when we were out there. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters at 3 o'clock. It's the one and only Jim Phillips and the Phillips File. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics. And then you're back to the Monsters in the morning. From Angel, Vince Taylor, and Carlos Navarro.
And the leader of this mess of merry men, Russ, rock your comics, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirl.
Deuce.
$1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1.